gang.
Let's go outside and play catch. I want to play catch with my old man.
It's too hot outside, Jeffy.
Well, then we can do it inside.
No, we can't. Ow! You don't hit me with a baseball.
Oh, it's on now. See?
No, Jeffy, stop it.
No, no, please don't throw that at me. Please, I don't want to. Please don't do that.
Oh, you mother...
What? I have an idea. I want to go on a vacation. Summer's almost over and we haven't done anything.
Well, vacations cost money.
But Marvin, I want to go on a cruise. Oh, to the Bahamas!
Okay, well, when you have money to go to on a cruise to the Bahamas, then you let me know.
Oh, I want money.
There's someone at the door. Listen, just close your eyes and just pretend you're on a luxurious carnival cruise.
I'll be the boat. Danica, don't get my wee wet in this motherfucking pool. Ruby, I told your way to stop pissing in the goddamn pool. We're on Hellcat of the Seas, Mommy.
I feel more relaxed already.
Hello? Goodman, what are you doing here?
Marvin, let me in. It's hot out here. I have an old man in a wheelchair. You want him to die of a heat stroke?
No, come inside.
Good.
So, Goodman, what is going on? Why is Chives in a wheelchair?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Marvin. I was backpacking the Serengeti looking for a family of elephants to poach so I can get a new elephant asshole suit.
And by backpacking, he means that he was my backpack.
That's right. I was on Chives' back carrying all my luggage in my Louis Vuitton trunk. And can you believe it? We made it 27 miles before the son of a bitch's knees buckled, and he tore his MCL and his ACL. So he's going to be in a wheelchair for 6 months. So who's going to get all my groceries and run all my errands and get me the things that I need?
I guess you're going to get someone else to do it.
Well, thanks for offering, Marvin.
Well, I'm not going to do it.
Yes, you are, because Chives is going to live here for 6 months, and you're going to take care of him.
But he can't live here for 6 months. Don't take him to an old person's home.
This is a home, Marvin. This is Marvin's home for the elderly and the disfortunate.
Well, I don't know how to take care of an old person.
It's easy, Marvin. All you gotta do is just wipe his ass and give him his catheter.
I haven't peed straight since the accident.
Yeah, what he means is, we went to a movie one time and I didn't want to pay for Twizzlers, so I had him shove them down his urethra.
I got to four before it ruptured.
And we still finished Kung Fu Panda, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
Oh, listen, Goodman, find someone else to do it. I don't want to do it. Look, what if your car declines?
You hear that, Chives? He said decline. He thinks I'm a poor. Marvin, I've never heard the word decline. Not from a card, not from a bank, and not from a girl during anal.
But, listen, that doesn't matter. What does that have to do with anything? Listen, you're going to hear decline for the first time ever now. I decline doing this for you.
Shut the fuck up, Marvin. You're going to do this? Because if you don't, you're going to be evicted as fuck. And then I'm going to shave a line down the center of my head, and I'm going to put on a stupid red shirt and a blue tie and sit on the couch and do nothing.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, good. So, there, take that. And, Chives, you better shit every 5 minutes like you did on my $40,000 Alcantara seats, you fuck.
Okay, so, what, do you, anything you need?
Yes, but you can't provide it.
What is that?
I have hemorrhoids.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
A burden.
I'm sorry, I don't want to be alive either, but he won't let me die.
Marvin, what is going on?
Goodman dropped this old man off at the front door and wants me to watch him, and he gave me his credit card to buy him whatever he needs while he recovers. But, Jeffy, what happened to your clothes?
Oh, me and Mommy were still pretending that we were on EBT of the Seas. We were about to do the wobble on the Lido deck. Wobble with it, wobble with it, wobble with it. Get in there. Yeah, yeah.
Marvin, how long do you have to watch him for?
6 months.
Oh, man. Gonna go on a cruise.
Wait a minute. I got the greatest idea of all time. Goodman gave me his credit card. What if I use his credit card to book all of us a 7-day cruise?
I'm sorry, I can't let you do that.
Why not?
Well, because Goodman has a tracker put up my ass. If I leave this house, he'll shove a porcupine up it.
Okay. Okay, well, can we go on a cruise and you just stay here and, like, you can just have the credit card?
No, I'm sorry. If you left, I would have to report it to him.
Okay, well, we're not going to do that. I was just joking. Baby, hold the credit card.
Okay.
It's time for you to go doo-doo.
But I just went doo-doo in Goodman's car.
Yeah, but we gotta go wipe that ass.
All right, Mommy, let's get in line for endless Guy Fieri cheeseburgers.
Okay, get in there.
Wait, this isn't the bathroom? Hey, did you just lock me in a closet?
Yeah, we're gonna go on a cruise.
Oh, you better not! I'm telling Goodman! Can I use your phone? I don't have one. Oh, wow, it's actually pretty spacious in here. Much bigger than my room at Goodman's house.
All right, baby, use that credit card to book us the most longest expensive cruise you can find.
But Marvin, isn't that old man gonna tell Goodman?
Oh, no, I just talked to him about it. He's okay with it.
Really?
Yeah, so hurry up and book it.
Okay, I'll look.
Oh, get an expensive one.
Ooh, Marvin, there's a 21-day cruise in the Caribbean!
Oh, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dick! Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum and shit!
Ooh, we'll make sure there's a hot tub in the room.
Oh, Marvin, there's one and it's two stories!
Does it have a slide?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, book it.
Yeah, okay. Book that.
Okay. Oh, I got it! And Marvin, it's boarding today!
Alright, everyone, let's go pack our thing. Oh, hold on, my phone's ringing. Hello?
Hey, Marvin, why am I looking at a $21,000 transaction from Carnival Cruise Lines on my credit card statement?
I thought statements came at the end of the month.
No, Marvin, I get a notification on my phone every time a transaction's made on my credit card. And it came across my phone and I said, huh, I know goddamn well Marvin is not booking his own personal vacation on my credit card. You're way too lazy to need a vacation. What do you need a vacation from? Sitting on your ass all day?
I did not book a vacation on your credit card. I did not do that.
Okay, well, I'm on hold with Carnival Cruise Lines on my other phone, and I'm on hold for 10 minutes. So you better not have made that transaction, because if you did, I'm going to take a hole puncher, and I'm gonna hole punch the tip of your dick, so when you piss, it looks like a sprinkler.
Wait, no, that's not necessary. What did you say the charge was for?
Carnival Cruise Lines, $21,000.
Oh, that was for Chives. That was Chives. We bought him an electric wheelchair. It's called a Carnival Cruiser Line wheelchair.
Does it have a fucking clown face on it with a red nose that you squeak?
Well, the horn is a clown nose, but the wheels look like Ferris wheels.
Ferris wheels?
Yes, it's a carnival cruise. Like, he wanted to drive around like Stephen Hawking. We were tired of pushing him around.
Well, I swear to God, Marvin, he does not need that.
Well, listen, we just wanted to make sure he was happy. But look, when you get on the phone with Carnival Cruise Line, they're never going to have heard of me, and they're going to say it's not with them.
They better not, Marvin.
Okay, yeah, goodbye. Okay, we have to hurry up and fucking pack and get on that boat before Goodman realizes it's us.
But Marvin, I don't know what to wear.
Pack all your clothes for 21 days. Grab all your luggage and go.
Okay.
But Jeffy, where is your shirt and your helmet?
I don't know. I took it off.
And where'd you put it?
I don't know. It was all a blur ever since I started doing the wobble.
Jeffy, go find your shirt and your helmet. You better fucking find it. When I get back with all my clothes, you better hide your shirt and your helmet. Okay, I am ready for this cruise.
Danny, you look like you're going to play a pickup game of basketball, but no one's going to pick you.
Marvin, I'm all packed, but now I need to pick out an outfit to wear out the door, because I want to look cute.
Okay, wear that dress and put everything else in the suitcase. Let's go, we got to go.
Marvin, I can't wear that dress. It's not pink. It won't match my hat.
Okay, well, then put the dress in the suitcase and wear the pink striped shirt.
Marvin, I can't wear stripes. It'll make me look fat.
Then why would you even bring the striped shirt? Leave the striped shirt, put everything else in the suitcase, and wear this pink shirt.
But Marvin, those are my just-in-case outfits.
I don't have time for this, Jeffy. Please tell me you found your helmet and the shirt.
Almost.
What do you mean, almost? If you haven't found it, how do you almost find it?
Well, I've looked everywhere it's not, so I gotta be getting close.
Where have you looked?
This area. And in a few minutes, I'm gonna turn around and look that way.
But Jeffy, we don't have time for this fucking shit. Please find your shirt. They're not gonna let you on unless you have clothes on.
I'm looking.
Where were you looking?
Up there.
It's not gonna be up there, Jeffy.
It might be.
It wasn't.
No.
Okay, then don't look. Look somewhere else.
Marvin, I need your help picking out an outfit.
I'm about to put all your stupid clothes in the suitcase. Please, we gotta go. Goodman's gonna find out we're not gonna be able to go.
Uh-oh. Marvin, I can't find my shoes.
Where are they at?
I think the bathroom.
Well, then go get them.
Okay.
What? Did you find it?
No. What did your shirt say?
It says looking sharp with a cactus on it.
Gay? And why are you wearing a sweatband? You don't sweat. Is it because you're wearing that shirt over your polyester polo?
No, it's because I'm going to go use the gym in the Carnival Cruise.
Marvin, I need your help.
What? With what?
Marvin, come here.
Jeffy, please look everywhere for your stupid ass helmet.
Okay.
Okay, what's going on?
Marvin, my shoes are in the bathroom, but the bathroom door is locked and I can't get in.
Who's in there?
One minute, don't be occupied.
Shrek. Shrek, we need to grab some shoes that are in the bathroom.
You don't want to come in here, Donkey. It's horrid in here.
I've smelt your shits before, Shrek. Just let me in. I need to grab these shoes.
Hold on, Donkey.
Oh, God. Oh, it smells so bad.
Donkey, I have seen this.
What is that?
It's a bacteria infection in my asshole. It smells awful in here.
Oh, my God. There's some shoes in there. Can you grab them?
You don't want me to do that, Donkey, because I've been wiping my ass, and my fingers have been breaking through the toilet paper, and it's like little green sausages in my asshole.
Marvin, I need my shoes.
If I get those shoes for you, you're going to have to incinerate them.
Can I just buy you new shoes?
No, I need them!
Okay, I'm going to come in there, Shrek.
All right, proceed with caution, Donkey.
Oh, God, hold on.
Oh, I'm much shit to be on an asshole. God fucking damn it.
Trick, where are the shoes?
They're right there, Loki. They're right next to the fart zone sign.
What? Roller skates?
You might want to put those on and skate on out of here, Loki.
Okay, I'm
off. Oh, Loki, before you go, can you hand me the Clorox wet wipes, please? Please, just hurry. I'm going to need you to put them in my asshole like a tissue box, Loki.
No, I'm not
going to kill the bacteria.
No, I'm not doing that.
Please, Okay,
baby, here's your roller skates you needed so goddamn bad.
Thank you, Marvin. Will you help me tie my shoes?
If you already had shoes, why did I get you stupid roller skates?
Because I need the roller skates to roll around on the cruise ship.
Okay, pack your stupid roller skates. Put all your clothes in that.
Marvin, before you pack all my clothes, am I wearing too many flowers? I don't want to get stung by a bee.
Well, if you think you get stung by a bee, change your clothes. But listen, we don't have time. Pack your stuff. We gotta go. Jeffy, where did you find your helmet and your shirt?
Oh, well, like somewhere over there.
All right, listen, we gotta go, guys. We're getting in the car. Come on. We're getting in the car. I got the credit card. Let's go.
But Marvin! Marvin, help! Help, Marvin!
Ah, this is the life. I can't believe we got away with going on the cruise.
Yeah, this is nice.
Hold on, I'm getting a phone call. Hello?
Marvin, you motherfucker! You did book a $21,000 Carnival cruise on my credit card!
Yeah, sorry about that, buddy.
Well, consider your dick hole punched!
Well, you have to punch it in 21 days. Beep! That was good, and he's pretty upset.
Where's Jeffy?
Wow-witty. Get in there!
Yeah!
He's a doll, dude, and we'll get them to you.
He's not a doll. He's an action figure human man.
Well, then you're not going to get him back.
Guys, where'd he go?
I don't know. I don't see where he went.
But what if he's broken?
Well, then God has answered my prayers. I've been praying for years for that bitch to die.
Ken, are you back there? Are you up there, buddy? Ken, speak to me. Ken, no, is he in here? No? Where could he be? Chef Pee-Pee?
Not right now, whiny-ass boy. I'm about to turn this bitch to Pompeii. Oh, watch this.
What are you...
Oh, Cody, I'm about to... Oh, I'm a nasty nigga. Oh, I'm a messy nigga. Look at me.
This science, nigga. You ever seen science before? I'm basically Bill Nye in this bitch.
I mean, it looks like a mess to me.
Yeah, Isaac Newton made messes and shit. And look at him now. All dead, but he a scientist and shit. Man.
Okay, well, have you seen Ken?
No, why would I see Ken when I'm over here trying to make science experiments?
Okay, fine. Where could he be? Maybe he's behind the fridge. Ken, hold on, buddy. Are you back there?
Ken, there you are. Okay, I'm coming. Well, fuck me. Well, I guess we can't really do that behind the fridge, no, can we? But I'm no quitter. I'm still coming. Oh, shit, it is tight. I'm almost there. Oh, shit. Ken, I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I have a really nice view of your gooch, though. But I can't move. Oh, no. Help! Somebody help me! Help, I'm stuck behind the fridge. Help, please. Oh, no. This is bad. Help!
Help! Help! Oh, Kaboom, you bitch! Oh, fuck Thomas Edison! I'm gonna turn this bitch to Hiroshima! Yeah, nobody alive after that shit.
Oh, that sounds so fucking cool.
Is Cody still looking for Ken?
I guess so, dude. Or maybe he found him and is making out with him on some Brokeback Mountain shit.
Okay, let's just take Ken and throw him in the deep end of the pool to make Cody have to go swim for him.
Oh, dude, that's sick. Let's do it.
Cody, did you find Ken? We think you and Ken should go swimming.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, Joseph, you sound like Patrick. Clear your throat.
Oh, my God. Joseph, look at this mess. When I was throwing Ken, I must have knocked over a glass of soda.
We have to get out here before Chef Pee-Pee notices.
Junior!
Oh, I'm sorry, Chef Pee-Pee. It was all Joseph's fault. We were throwing Ken. I threw him in the kitchen and knocked over the soda. I'm sorry.
What the hell are you talking about?
The soda.
Oh, that's just leftover Hiroshima. They ain't want to sign no treaty. You know how that shit go.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I invented, or excuse me, discovered this crazy-ass chemistry experiment. It, look, all you need is Mentos and a Diet Coke, and then you put them together, and then kaboom, that shit go crazy.
What, it goes kaboom?
Yes, kaboom.
Like a bomb?
Like a fucking bomb. Better. You know what? A fountain of soda. A soda fountain, if you will. I invented the fucking soda fountain. I'm a genius.
What, you invented a soda fountain?
Yeah, the self-serve soda fountain. All you gotta do is drop Mentos in that hole.
I mean, I've put Mentos in Diet Coke before I...
No, no one's ever invented this. Don't try to take my credit. I know this shit ain't allowed on any airplanes or even at any damn marathons. Boston, to be specific.
Well, have you seen Cody?
Yeah, I actually did. He came here talking about some stuff, but I was busy making chemistry experiments.
Yeah, Cody does talk about stuff all the time.
All the damn time.
When it just gets old, I don't even listen half the time.
I don't like that shit.
Well, anyway, can we do it with this ice experiment with you?
Yeah. Get some mental.
Help! Help! How can you not fucking hear me? I'm just right behind the fridge. Help! Guys, help me!
You ready to end the world, nigga?
Yeah, Stuart, shall we do it?
All right, get ready. Cover your heads.
Oh! No! Oh, we can't stop it! Oh, goddamn, it's a Chernobyl 2.0! Oh! Fuck it! Oh, no, fuck Elon Musk! Fuck a Cybertruck! I'm Elon Musk 2.0, bitch! I can't be stopped!
That's so sick of it! It went so high!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, that's so cool!
We gonna get it on the ceiling.
Get higher!
Do it again!
Junior! Joseph! I'm behind the fridge! Stop playing with Diet Coke and help me!
You gonna light this shit up?
What do you mean?
We about to do the whole roll.
What? The whole roll.
The whole roll, nigga.
The whole roll.
The entire roll in the damn coke.
But what if that ends the world?
And it might.
But
we splitting atoms in this bitch. It's like Adam colliding. And we on some CERN shit.
But I don't think mankind was meant to do that.
And they wasn't, but nigga, mankind wasn't meant to fly, but we be flying every fucking day.
Okay, yeah, we should.
All right, let's get it, bitch.
Oh, well, hold on, but it might actually, like, destroy the Earth.
I mean, that's okay. Shit, we weren't meant to live too long.
Okay, well, can we at least go get Cody? I think we should all be with our friends during the end of the world.
I feel you. The bigger the crowd, the better. Go get him.
Okay, do you know where Cody went?
I don't know where the hell he went. I'm over here creating shit.
Okay, well, we're gonna go find Cody.
Hurry up. God damn.
Someone please help. I'm claustrophobic. I can't breathe in here. Somebody help me. I'm gonna die back here. Help.
Cody! Where you at, Cody?
Yeah, dude, come out the closet. We know you found Ken already. You're just making out.
Oh, okay, you know what? I'm just gonna call Cody because the world's about to end and he needs to know.
I know he's gonna miss out on some cool stuff.
All right, let me call him. All right, it is ringing.
What would you do if the world was in? Jump off a building and talk to your question.
Now, what is that?
Oh, that's that Nino Paid.
Nino Paid?
Yeah, you don't know Nino?
Is he paid?
He's pretty comfortable.
Okay, Nino comfortable. Mm. Okay, it's ringing, and I also hear Cody's phone. Cody left his phone.
Damn, that was stupid.
Oh, wait a minute. No. Cody never leaves his phone. Cody loves his phone.
Yeah, so what is he doing?
Okay, you know what? I think we should call the cops because something's weird and, like, I don't know. Cody never leaves his phone. That's weird.
Yeah, you're right. What does the cops ever do, though?
Yeah, what do cops do?
I know, right?
Yeah, cops. All the cops do is nothing.
And eat donuts and shit.
But if they broke in my house, like a robber did, I'd call the cops. I'd be scared.
Ain't gonna lie, I'd be scared as fuck.
Yeah, I need cops.
Nervous, ain't
gonna lie. Yeah, I love cops. I'm gonna call cops.
I don't know about love them, but.
Well, Kev, it looks like we're gonna die back here. Can you just do me a favor and pull your pants down so I can see it one more time?
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yeah, officer, our friend's missing.
Oh, well, have you tried calling him?
Yeah, his phone's right there.
Oh, well, where's the last place you saw him?
In the kitchen.
And have you checked the kitchen?
Yes, we checked the kitchen. He's not there.
Okay, I'm out of ideas.
See what I'm talking about, dude? Useless. Maybe we should go and get some donuts to get his cop powers working.
Yes, I think that's a great start.
Well, you're a cop. You don't know where people usually go missing at?
He's not stuck in a cave, is he?
Stuck in a cave?
Oh, yeah. It happens more often than you think. Like this kid I went to high school with, stuck in a cave, Dave. Oh, he loved it.
Well, he loved getting stuck in caves?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about him. So when I was in high school, there was this kid named Stuck in a Cave Dave. He was always getting stuck in caves. He loved it. Every chance he got, he would go get stuck in a cave. It wasn't about cave diving for Dave. It was about getting stuck. He really loved it when the rescue workers had to come get him unstuck with their winches and drills, and every time they would pull him out, he would run right back in and get stuck. They would have to seal off every cave with cement after they rescued him just so he wouldn't go back in. But that didn't stop Dave. He would always go find a new cave to go get stuck in. Eventually, his parents locked him in his room and grounded him, but he would just wedge himself in between the mattress headboard and the wall just to get stuck. But one day, when we were in class, Dave snuck out through the classroom window. And then he went to Nutty Putty Cave, and he got stuck upside down 150 feet underground in this 10-inch wide hole. He was completely stuck. Rescue workers tried saving him for hours, and they even lowered a phone to him with a rope so he could talk to his family. But he ended up playing Angry Birds with his nose, and eventually they realized saving him wasn't worth it because he would just go get stuck somewhere else. So they sealed him up in the cave while he played Angry Birds.
Yeah, I like to think he died doing what he loved, getting stuck in caves. Oh, Dave. The movie Meet Dave sucked.
It just reminded me of that.
Oh, are you going to see the Freakier Friday movie?
Oh, no, I couldn't. Too freaky for me. Freakier? Freakier than the first one? No, I can't. The first one was freaky enough. This one? Oh, no, no, no. I couldn't take how freaky that is. Four people switching bodies? I'm not going to know what's going on. I can't keep track of all that. I don't want to have to think that much. I also don't like movies with subtitles. If I wanted to read, I'd go to a book.
Yeah.
What about our friend, dude?
Oh, yeah, what about
Cody? Oh, yeah, okay, so stuck in a cave, is he?
Oh, no, 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 he's not stuck in a cave.
Wait, you know that for sure?
What? Well, not no.
Okay, well, I should probably go check all the caves before we go jump into conclusions.
Well, no, no, I mean, I don't think he's stuck in a cave. I mean, I don't think he actually is.
How would we know unless we checked all the caves? And we gotta do it right now, because he could be running out of air, so we better get started. I'll get my equipment.
Well, wait, hold on, before you go look at all the caves, do you want to go see the world end?
What are you talking about?
What would he do if the world was in it? Jump off a building and down the
cliff. Is he rapping at me? I could tase you for that.
Oh, no, he's just saying Nemo paid.
Nemo paid? Yeah, Nemo was paid at the box office, so much so that they made a shitty sequel.
Yeah, I hated Finding Dory. Oh, God, that was so fucking awful. Oh, Incredibles 2 didn't like that either. All rushed, didn't sound good. I also didn't like The Good Dinosaur. I also didn't like Turning Red. Oh, God, Turning Red was so fucking awful. But I liked Elio.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, so, you want to go see a science experiment?
Hell yeah!
Okay, Ken, let's play I Spy. I spy with my little eye a tight ass. Yeah, you got it in one, Ken, I'm talking about you. Okay, your turn. You spy a four-eyed freak. I guess I'm the only person it could be. Seems kind of mean, though.
All right, officers, this is the experiment.
Oh, the old Diet Coke and Mentos trick. You know, back in college, we used to do this and sit on it, so it went up our butts like reverse diarrhea. Yeah, my buddy Diet Coke and Mentos up his ass Chuck actually died doing that. He got too much air in his colon. He fucking exploded.
Oh, well, about to do the whole roll.
Wait, you can't do the whole roll. That's illegal. The world will end.
Well, it's time for this bitch to end.
I don't want the world to end. I don't want to die. It would be sick as fuck.
Well, is there anything left in the world you haven't done?
Oh, I haven't had a three-way with Emma Watson and Emma Stone at the same time. But, I mean, let's be honest. I can only get one of those at best. Nah, I'm out of their league. That'll never happen. Let's end this bitch.
Oh, do it.
Yeah, it's about to get real in the field, nigga. Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
Oh.
I want to play with Diet Coke and Mendoz.
Oh, Brandon! That's me with Emma Stone and Emma Watson at the same time!
That's the
Holy, it hit the fucking ceiling! How do you even clean that? You can't use a mop up there! You need like a palm! Like a backwards mop for the ceiling instead of the floor!
Wait, will you guys hear that?
Yeah, someone's asking for help.
Yeah, I hear somebody calling for help. Is it over here?
Well, I think it's over here. Over there.
It sounds like it's coming from the fridge. Maybe he's inside the fridge! No fucking fuck. You gotta be kidding me. Darth Maul Coke? It's perfect because he's red and Coke is red? It has to taste like Darth Maul. What does it even taste like? I can't even imagine. I have to drink this. God, this is such a good idea. I hate when people who aren't me have good ideas. I hate when somebody has an idea and I'm not that person and that idea is good. It just pisses me off. Yoda should be on Sprite. There, I said it. Patent that. That's a Brooklyn Guy original. I came up with that. And the Lorax should be on Sunkiss because he's orange. And Big Bird should be on Mellow Yellow. Okay, those are all my good ideas. I had to drink this, though. All right, I'm going to be in Nutty Putty.
Wait, why go to the caves?
Well, because he's got to be in the caves. Where else could he be?
We hear his voice near this refrigerator.
It's probably an echo from the caves. I'm going to Nutty Putty.
Cody! Cody!
Junior, I'm stuck right here, Junior! Junior, can you hear me? Help me, Junior!
Cody, you there?
Junior, thank God. I'm stuck behind the fridge. Just move the fridge so I can get out.
Move the fridge? What the fuck you think? I'm Superman?
Just get Chef Pee-Pee and the cop and Joseph to help you. You can do it.
Cody, this fridge is heavy as shit. We're gonna need a bulldozer.
Okay, then get a fucking bulldozer. I don't care. Just get me out of here.
Okay, Cody, if you admit Ken's a doll, I'll move the fridge.
Well, he's not a doll, Junior. He's a man and an action figure and an action man and a lawyer, astronaut, doctor, scientist for the NBA.
Okay, then stay back there then.
Junior, don't you dare leave me back here. You mother. Becker, come back here and help me! Well, could you at least pass me one of those Darth Maul Cokes? Thanks.
Guys, we got our first 9 weeks report cards!
Dang it, dude, I was so close! I could have had all F's!
Joseph, how did you get a D?
Bro, I turned in a piece of homework.
What? How do you expect to get all F's if you're turning in homework?
I don't know, I wasn't thinking! Next time I'll try less!
Yeah, try less harder next time.
Well, guys, I'm on my way to Harvard because I got all A's!
Did someone say all A's?
Oh, God, it's Billy.
Oh, come on, Billy.
Come on, dude, why are you here?
Well, I heard you guys talking about AIDS, and I didn't know if someone wanted some more AIDS. Junior, I don't see very many AIDS on your report card. You want some more AIDS?
We don't want your AIDS, Billy.
Why?
Because nobody wants AIDS. You're trying to poke me with an AIDS needle. We don't care about AIDS.
I mean, AIDS is pretty cool.
No, it's not. You're not cool and you're not funny. Go away.
Oh, I am so cool and funny.
You're not supposed to be cool and funny. You're supposed to be scary. Aren't you supposed to, like, make traps?
I make traps.
You have not made traps in a long time. All you do is try to poke people with that stupid AIDS needle.
I totally make traps.
No, you're just the AIDS guy now.
Yeah, and you're not funny and you're not cool.
Oh, I can totally be funny. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
AIDS.
Okay, that's it. Let's go to a movie, Ken.
Wait. You're supposed to say AIDS who?
AIDS who?
You have AIDS.
God damn it, let's go.
AIDS.
Come on, Joseph, let's leave.
Wait, yeah. Guys, where are you going? The phone was just getting started.
Listen, we don't want to hang out with you, Billy. We're not your friend. You're not funny and you're not cool. And you don't even make traps.
You don't think I'm funny and cool?
Also, you funny and cool.
Where am I?
Hello, Cody. I would like to play a game.
Oh, no. The TV's upside down.
No, you're upside down.
Oh, that explains a lot, actually. Why?
Well, I want to play a game. You'll notice you're holding two ropes. One rope will set you free. The other rope will release the two bowling balls, crushing your head. The decision is yours.
I'd like to pull the rope that makes me not die.
Oh, but which one? Since you're so smart, make the right decision.
Okay, I have a question. Why are you doing this?
Well, you don't like me. The only thing you like is balls. So let's see how much you like balls crushing your skull.
Okay, but, like, how is this supposed to teach me a lesson? Like, do you not like that I like balls? How does that affect your life personally? Are you, like, a homophobe or something?
No, I love homos. I mean... No homo. I'm not gay or anything, but I'm not a homophobe. I have a friend that's gay, I think. Like he gets a chubby when watching football. But, like, have you seen football players' asses? Jiggly as shit. I mean, I wouldn't mind letting them give me AIDS.
Sounds like you might be gay, dude.
Anyway, did I forget to mention that the rope you pull that saves your life also means you have to be my best friend? Like, I'm talking hang out.
Okay, all right, man, sure.
I mean, like, really hang out. Like, go to the movies and get the same popcorn and drink out of the same slushy.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
And also, we have to, like, start texting each other good morning and good night and stuff and start Snapchatting each other. And we can, like, share our locations.
Are you, like, asking me out?
No. Are you, like, asking me out? Cause gay, am I right? Also, like, you can't talk to that Ken doll anymore because I want to be exclusive. I'll even tell you which rope.
Oh, all right. Yeah, tell me which rope.
It's the left rope, buddy.
Okay, I'm just gonna pull the right one then.
Oh, damn! He must have gotten his rights and lefts mixed up.
What the hell's going on?
Well, if it isn't PJ Crenshaw, Peter James Crenshaw, Jamie James Crenshaw.
That's my name. Don't wear it out. But seriously, though, why am I here, bro? What's going on?
Well, PJ Crenshaw, you're the coolest kid ever.
Damn right.
So whoever you say is cool is instantly cool.
Yup.
So I want to play a game. The machine you're tied to can slowly crush you. There's a cell phone next to you. If you call everyone in your contacts and tell them I'm cool, I'll let you go. So what's it gonna be, PJ Crenshaw?
Nah, man, I just don't think you're that cool.
No, seriously, just, like, pick up the phone, maybe tell a few girls. I mean, even just an Instagram post saying Billy's cool or something.
Nah, man, I really don't want to flood Instagram with spam posts.
I mean, it's not a spam post. You don't even have to say I'm cooler than you. Just, like, cool. Like hype me up, dog. Like, say I'm, like, Baby Gronk or I'm the funniest guy you've ever met or something.
Nah, man, I just don't wanna.
I don't think you understand. You will literally die by being crushed to death slowly. You could even just keep the poster for like 5 minutes and then take it down. You could even say that you got like hurt.
Nah, can't.
I really don't think you understand. This will literally crush you to death.
It's gotta be what it's gotta be.
Listen, if you just say right now that Billy is cool, like no post, no phone call, like literally just right now say Billy is cool, I'll let you go.
Cowabunga!
He died the way he lived. So damn cool.
Oh.
I don't know. We're in some type of contraption. Help!
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 Help! Help!
Wait, Joseph, the TV's turning on.
What? Hello, Joseph and Junior.
Oh, God, it's Billy.
Dude, what the hell does he want?
What do you want, Billy?
Come on, you aren't happy to see me.
No, and we don't want to play your stupid games.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I think you're going to want to play this game. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to like your game.
If you would just give me a second to explain, you might want to play. So, Junior, you are rigged to a guillotine, and if it drops, it will decapitate you. Joseph, you are attached to some spiky wall thing that I made, and if it closes, you will be impaled to spiky things on a wall.
Let me guess, all these nails have AIDS?
Actually, no. No AIDS on all those nails.
Oh, that's surprising, dude.
Only one nail doesn't have AIDS on it, but all the other nails do have AIDS on them. I ran out of AIDS.
Oh.
So, you're probably wondering, Billy, how do we get out of here without dying? Well, each of you have a remote with a green button on it, and all you have to do is press the button on your remote. But, Junior, if you press your green button, Joseph will die, and you'll be set free. And, Joseph, if you press your green button, Junior will die, and you will be set free. So, what are you gonna do? Kill your friend and save yourself? You decide.
Well, I'm never gonna kill my friend.
Yeah, dude, we're best friends forever.
So what happens if we never choose, huh?
Well, if neither of you decides who dies within 10 minutes, you both go free.
Oh, well, I guess we both won't press the button for 10 minutes.
Yeah, dude, that's easy.
Oh, yeah, sure, you can do that, but let me go ahead and ask you guys a few questions. Joseph, would you say Junior's girlfriend Penelope is hot?
Nah, dude.
So you think she's ugly?
I mean, pretty much, yeah.
Junior, how does it feel knowing that he thinks you have an ugly girlfriend?
I mean, he says that all the time. And I mean, I like that he's not attracted to my girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Well, Junior, would you say that you're a racist?
No, I'm not racist. I'm literally friends with Joseph. He's black.
Yeah, that's my nigga, though.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Would you ever say the N-word? Like, ever?
No.
See? That's my dog. He wouldn't do that. He know better.
Okay. Well, completely unrelated question. What happens to a little kid's knee when he gets older? Like his knee is smaller when he's a kid, but it gets bigger when he's an adult. What does his knee do?
It grows.
But what grows? I don't understand. What could be growing?
His knee?
You aren't being specific with your answer. Say it in a complete sense. What does his knee do?
His knee?
38.
What?
Just answer the first question. What do you think his knee does?
His knee?
38.
What are you saying? I keep trying to answer the question. You keep interrupting me.
Just answer the first question. Even if I interrupt, don't let it stop you. What does his knee do?
His knee?
38.
Grows.
He said the N-word! He said it! He hates black people! What a racist, Joseph! What do you think about that, huh? You wanna kill him, huh?
Bro, you hate black people?
No, he tricked me!
No, I didn't trick you. I think Junior said it as a hate crime. I think he was just expressing how he truly feels.
That's not how I feel, Joseph, I promise.
Really, dude?
Yeah, ask me another question. I promise I'm not racist.
Okay. If you had to get rid of one holiday, I mean, erase it from existence, the history behind it, its significance, everything, which holiday would you get rid of? Christmas or Juneteenth?
Dude, you better choose Christmas.
Oh, hell no, I'm not getting rid of Christmas. Christmas is amazing. Everyone gets presents.
Bro, my freedom is a present.
Well, think about this. Look, there's Christmas trees and Santa Claus and Christmas lights.
Look, without Juneteenth, my freedom would not exist. That would mean I would be a present to you, and that's not fair.
Okay, just straight up, Joseph, I think slavery is wrong, but if you were my slave, I would give you presents.
Bro, I'm pressing the damn button.
Congratulations, Joseph. You can go free.
Oh, thank God, dude!
But wait. To be free, you have to be my new best friend.
Aw, oh, hell nah. You can kill me right now, in the worst way.
Why does nobody want to be my friend?
We were invited. There's gonna be so many celebrities there. Do you think she'll like her cookie cake?
Yeah.
What's wrong, Boyne?
Well, Karen, I just don't feel like going to an A-list celebrity birthday party today.
What, Boyne? You've been so excited ever since Beyonce invited you when you got her out of a speeding ticket.
I know, but I didn't realize her birthday was on the same day Steve Irwin died.
What?
Well, yeah, Karen, today's the day Steve Irwin was tragically taken from us by that goddamn stingray. Oh, I'm so upset.
Well, Boyne, the party will distract you.
No, it won't, Karen. How am I supposed to just sit there and eat cake and play pin the ring on the single lady when I know Steve Irwin was brutally impaled by a stingray on this day? How can people party on a day like this? It's like partying on 9/11.
But Boyne, you party on 9/11.
Yeah, okay. Well, they say never forget, not never party. Partying's the best way to remember.
Well, let's party to remember Steve Irwin.
Karen, are you sick in the head? That's my whole point. We can't party today. Today's a day of mourning. Karen, did you take a bite out of Beyonce's fucking cookie cake?
I took a little nibble to make sure it wasn't stale.
Okay, that's it. We're definitely not going now.
But Boyne, you told her you would go when she invited you on Facebook.
I said maybe because I wanted to be mysterious.
Oh, but Boyne, look, she hearted it.
Karen, there's going to be so many other celebrities there, she's not even going to know we're not there.
You're going to break her heart, Boyne.
Look, I'm just going to message Beyonce on Facebook and tell her I can't make it. Happy birthday, Beyonce. Sorry I can't make it to your party. There. And now she's calling me.
Boyne, answer it.
Hello, Beyonce. Happy birthday, Beyonce. What do you want, Beyonce?
Brooklyn guy, please tell me the message you sent me was a joke. You're still coming to my birthday party, right?
No, Beyonce, it's not a joke. I just can't make it to your birthday party. I really wanted to, but I can't. Maybe next year? Actually, probably not. Maybe not any year, unless it's on a different day.
So you have a problem with the day I was born?
Well, yeah, it's just a bad day. It's not you, it's the day. Actually, the whole month of September's bad. Like, 9/11 happened in September, and Hurricane Katrina, and, like, the Nazis invaded Poland and started World War II in September, I think. And Queen Elizabeth II died. You know, yeah, there's a reason Green Day wanted to sleep through this month.
I don't give a stabbing stingray fuck that you don't like the month of September. You better show up to my birthday.
Okay, now that is not a common expression. That's it. I'm not coming to your birthday. Bye.
Wait, Boyne, we're not gonna go?
Did you hear her, Karen? She took a jab at Steve. That really stung. Fuck! Fuck! Now I'm doing it! Fuck! On the day of Steve's death, I'm so sorry, Steve! Alright, I'm just gonna go to work to get my mind off this.
Well, Boyne, can I still go?
No, Karen, she's not even gonna care. Just stay here and eat the carrot. The fucking carrot cake. Cookie cake! Karen, eat it. You already started. It's not carrot cake.
Hey, Danny, guess what? Did you know that this TV show came out on the exact day, month, and year that I was born?
That's really cool.
Tis.
Can we watch it?
We can watch it when we're done watching the news.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
No.
Oh, I'll just be here if you need me.
Well, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be at Beyonce's birthday party.
Yeah, I was, and I decided not to go.
Why'd you decide not to go? There's so many celebrities there. You gotta go.
Well, today's just a really sad day.
Why is today sad?
Oh, hey, you know, the show actually came out on my birthday. I mean, not the actual year, but the same day.
Yeah, Jeffy was telling us. Why is today sad?
Marvin, are you kidding me? Don't you know what day it is?
Hump day?
Fuck. Oh, Marvin, that is so unbelievably not funny.
It's Wednesday!
Thank you for the update.
Why is today sad? We don't know why.
Okay, we're gonna do charades. I'll explain. This is the first word.
Oh, you're working at a pizzeria and you're tossing the dough and making pizzas. It's very busy.
Marvin, I stopped because everything you said was wrong.
Oh, there's a fly in your face and you're trying to swat it away!
No.
You're a DJ and you're at a rave and, man, you're pumping up the jam.
No.
You're pumping.
You smell something really bad?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you walked into a spider web and you're getting it off your face.
No.
Oh, you're in a sauna and it's really hot, so you're trying to breathe.
Oh, you're running from a zombie and you're looking back at it running after you and you're scared.
No, goddammit, Marvin, I'm swimming, okay? The first word is I'm swimming, okay?
Okay, swimming.
Okay, here's the second one.
You died?
How did I die?
You drowned.
Oh, someone shot you with a harpoon because they thought you were a shark.
That's close.
Ooh, you swam 30 minutes after eating.
How is that close to being shot with a harpoon, Marvin?
I don't... You swallowed too much water, you have a tummy ache. You had a heart attack from swimming too much.
I'm fucking Steve Irwin, Marvin. That's what I'm doing. I'm fucking Steve Irwin.
Okay, that does not look like you're banging Steve Irwin.
No, I don't mean I'm literally... Marvin, it's charades. I am Steve Irwin.
Okay, let's play a different one because I didn't really get
No, no, we're not playing charades. I'm telling you why I'm sad today. Today is the day Steve Irwin died. Well, not actually today. It was like 18 years ago, but it's the same day.
That was today?
Yes, it's today.
Oh, well, that's sad.
Yes, it's very sad, Marvin. That's what I'm saying. Today is a tragic day.
Yeah, I mean, it was a long time ago, so, I mean, it's kind of like move on a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was a long time ago. Yeah, you're right, Marvin. I guess Pearl Harbor wasn't a big deal, because it was a long time ago. Oh, and the Holocaust? What's that? That was a long time ago. I don't care about that. And slavery? That's just the cat's pajamas, Marvin. That's what you think, right? Because it was a long time ago?
No, I'm just saying it was so long ago, and I didn't know him, so I mean...
Oh, you didn't know him, so you lack empathy, huh? You're a psychopath? That's what you're telling me, Marvin?
No, it was sad when it happened. It's still sad, but people just don't really think about it that often. I didn't know today was that day. It's not, I don't have it on my calendar. He died today.
Oh, how quickly we forget.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK! Beyonce's birthday party was ruined because one of the guests she invited didn't show up, and that made her cry. We have an important message from the president now.
Breaking news, America. Some broke-ass, ginger-headed, fuck-ass bitch ruined Beyonce's birthday party and made her cry. America's most hated person now ruined one of the happiest days in September. If you see his face, punch him and call him names. Thank you.
Oh, man, she told the president?
Oh, you made Beyonce cry!
Well, I didn't mean to make her cry. I just didn't want to celebrate on such a sad day. Ow! Fuck! Marvin!
Oh, Jeffy, don't hit him.
It's okay. He was just doing what the president told him.
Oh, well, I mean... You made Beyonce cry, and now people are going to want to punch you.
Well, look, if anybody tries to punch me, I will just explain why I didn't go to the party.
Did you explain to her why you didn't go?
Well, I didn't really get a chance. She made a very hurtful joke about Steve Irwin. At least, I think it was a joke. It was Stingray-related. It was either a joke or she just has very weird sayings. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll go get a beer out of your fridge. Ow!
Jeffy, the president told him, I guess you can do it.
The last beer. This is for you, Steve! Well, while I'm here, I might as well see if they have any snacks in the pantry.
What do you think you're doing going in my pantry?
Oh, hey, Chef Pee-Pee, I'm just looking for some snacks.
Oh, no, you don't deserve no snacks. You made Beyonce cry. You don't make the Queen Bee cry.
Oh, come on, I just didn't want to go to her party.
Nah, just for the beehive. Ah, 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 I don't want a hive, bitch. Ah, ah, yeah, bug, bug, motherfucker, bug, bug.
What happened to you?
I just got my ass kicked for making Beyonce cry.
Well, you know that was going to happen. I mean, the president announced to the world that people need to punch you in the face.
Yeah, I know. Ow! God damn it, Marvin!
I'm just doing what the president told me to do.
I know. Okay, I guess I'm just going to have to go to the party.
You're actually going to go?
Yeah, I'm going to go get my wife.
He's going to get beat up by everyone.
Oh my God, Boydy, what happened to you?
I got beat up for making Beyonce cry.
Oh yeah, that's right! Sorry, Boyne. President's orders.
I know, it's okay. Listen, I think I decided to go to Beyonce's birthday party.
What? We're gonna go?
Yeah, but I need you to put some makeup on my face so I don't look so beat up.
Okay, Boyne. Can I also bring the cookie cake?
Well, you ate goddamn half of it.
I was hungry, Boyne, because you said we weren't going.
Fuck it. Okay, bring it. Ugh, kill me.
Whiny, are you sure this is Beyonce's birthday party?
There are balloons, Karen. It's definitely her house.
Hey, are you here for Beyonce's birthday party?
Yeah.
Okay, let me check the guest list. Let's see, Drake, Steve Harvey.
Right there, Brooklyn guy, plus one.
Hey, you're the guy who made her cry.
Yeah, that would be me.
You got a lot of nerve showing up here, bud. No one here likes you, everyone hates you.
I know.
Well, we brought a cookie cake.
A half-eaten cookie cake.
You know what, let me go ask her if she even wants you here. Stay put.
Karen, I want to leave.
No, Boyne, you gotta make it right.
But he said everyone in there hates me.
All right, so Beyonce's in her room crying, so I didn't have a chance to ask her. So why don't you come inside, grab a snack, and sit by the pool and wait. And when she's done crying, she'll come out and talk to you.
Okay.
You're the reason she's crying.
I know.
Boyne, where should I put the cookie cake?
Probably next to her real cake, Karen. You know, I really thought Beyonce would have had a bigger cake.
Oh my God, Boyne, there's Drake standing over there.
Ooh, Drake, who gives a shit?
Oh, I think he's coming over.
Brooklyn guy, you're a dummy head. Poopy pants, stinky butthead. I hate you for making Beyonce cry on her birthday. I hope you step on a crack and break your mama's back, excusing him having to talk to a minor.
Why would he admit that?
Oh my God, Boyne, Drake just talked to you. Do you think he'll take a picture with me?
Are you under 18?
No.
Well, then probably not. I'm going to grab a red Solo cup and stand by the pool.
Boyne, do you think anyone would mind if I had some more of the cookie cake?
Karen, I don't think anybody wants any of your shitty cookie cake. Ugh, lame-ass party. Oh, hey, Beyonce. I made it to your birthday.
What do you want, Brooklyn guy? You already ruined my birthday and made me cry all day.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that. Listen, I just really want to explain why I didn't want to come earlier. You see, your birthday's also the same day Steve Irwin died, and I just can't celebrate on a day this sad.
Wait, You think I don't know about Steve Irwin dying on the same day as my birthday? I carry this framed picture of Steve everywhere I go because I love him so much. I don't celebrate my birthday on this day. I celebrate the life of Steve Irwin.
Oh my God, Beyonce, you do understand. Let's fucking party! Steve, 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 Steve!
Yes, ma'am.
Have you found me another Dalmatian puppy to kill yet and use its fur for me knickknacks?
No, ma'am, but don't you think you've killed enough Dalmatians? I mean, you've literally killed 100.
And I need to kill one more. The movie is called 101 Dalmatians.
I mean, yeah, I got it. But, like, I don't think anyone would know that you haven't killed 101 Dalmatians. I mean, this is a lot of fur. If the police ever came here and found out that you killed 100 Dalmatian puppies, you would be facing 100 counts of animal abuse. You would make Michael Vick look innocent.
And you've helped me do it, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but money will make you do some crazy things.
Look, are you going to help me get the last Dalmatian or not?
Oh, really don't want to. I mean, screw it. What's one more at this point, right?
Now go get me last Dalmatian. Go quick.
What, are you in that much of a hurry to kill one more Dalmatian puppy?
Go now, Jasper.
All right, I mean, you're sick in the head. You know that, right?
Get out of here!
I mean, you seriously need some counseling.
Jasper, go!
Hey, Danny.
What? What was that about?
George Bush made me do it.
Jeffy, go throw your paper airplane somewhere else.
Okay.
Mm-mm-mm, this chicken Alfredo busted. Ooh, but wait right here, chicken Alfredo, because you know me. Chef Pee Pee got to take out his pee-pee to go pee-pee. You know what I'm talking about? Don't move. Don't move at all, baby. Oh, sorry, chicken Alfredo. I was playing with it a little bit. You know, I'm jiggling and stuff.
Oh, my God, a fire! Somebody call the fire department! It's a fire!
Relax, everybody. The fire department is here. There you go. I put out the fire. No, no, down, boy, down. Well, I didn't mean stop. I actually just meant lower. Does anybody have a jar of peanut butter? I'm about to act up.
Wait, what's going on in here?
I put out the fire in the kitchen.
Why was there a fire in the kitchen?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I was cooking chicken Alfredo, then I had to go to the bathroom and play with myself a little bit. Then came back in here, and my chicken Alfredo's on fire.
Well, there is a piece of paper in the pan.
Oh, no, Jeffy.
Wait, what the hell did Jeffy do?
He was playing with a paper airplane. I think he threw it in the pan.
Oh, damn it, Jeffy!
Well, that means I'm going to have to give you a stern talking to. No! No fires in the house! That's right, boy.
Who's that?
Oh, this is Puppo, the firefighting Dalmatian. We dressed him up like a firefighter. Isn't that cute? Don't you just love putting animals in people clothes? I mean, he hates it, but I think it's adorable. And the bitches love it. They're like, oh, what's his name? And I'm like, oh, what's your phone number? Maybe I can bring him by your house later and do some other things.
Why'd you hire a Dalmatian for the fire department?
Well, Dalmatians have been going endangered lately for some reason. A lot of kidnappings of Dalmatians. So we figured if we give him a job, I can keep an eye on him. Although, a firefighter is a pretty dangerous job. He's going through your pantry right now. Yeah, I think he's looking for some chocolate. He just wants to end it. Oh, good boy, Puppo! Where was that bathroom you were talking about?
What?
Never mind, we're gonna go do it in the truck.
Where am I gonna find a Dalmatian at this time of night?
Okay, Puppo, no biting this time. Let me just get the lid off this jar. Ooh.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Is that a Dalmatian?
Yep, it is.
Can I take your Dalmatian for a walk?
No, the fuck? Get out of here, you weirdo.
Well, I've always wanted a Dalmatian, and I've never seen one before.
Well, there you go. Now you've seen one. Now get out of here.
Look, I really need to take that Dalmatian for a walk.
Look, the only way you're seeing me or my Dalmatian is if there's a fire.
Wait. So you're saying if I go and start a fire, that you and that Dalmatian will show up?
Yeah, with half a jar of peanut butter.
But that's a whole jar of peanut butter.
Exactly.
I got it. Oh, man, I really hope this works.
Hello?
Good afternoon, sir. I was just wondering if I could come inside and cook dinner in your kitchen.
The fuck? No.
What's going on, Hank?
This weirdo wants to come inside and cook dinner in our house. I told him no, so handle it. I gotta go take a wicked dookie.
I'm so sorry. What was it that you wanted?
I was just wondering if I could come inside
and cook. Oh, my God. I love your accent.
accent, where are you from?
The UK.
Oh, well, I've always wanted to be with a European man. You can come inside the house and do whatever you want.
But is it your husband in the bathroom?
Oh, well, he takes a long number two, so I will be in the bedroom getting ready.
All right.
All right, let's get this party started.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm starting a fire in your kitchen, little girl.
Why are you doing that?
Because I have to steal a Dalmatian.
That doesn't make any sense.
You might want to step back.
Oh, fire! Someone come help!
Hey there, somebody call the fire department? This better be an emergency.
Oh, no! Fire!
Get over here!
Hey, get back here with Sucko! I mean, Puppo! Swiper, no swiping!
No.
Swiper, no swiping!
No.
Swiper, no swiping!
Oh, man!
Come here, Puppo. Why are you trying to steal my Dalmatian?
Because I work for Cruella de Vil! Well, a girl who thinks she's Cruella de Vil, and she's killed 100 Dalmatians, and she wants to kill one more.
Well, Jesus, that sounds like a job for when I'm a cop. Well, you're not gonna steal my Dalmatian!
Oh, yeah, we'll see about that!
Well, I'd like to see you try! Again? Come on, Puppo. There's some sick people in this world. Well, I gotta clean off my uniform first. Yeah. Marvin, you're never gonna believe what happened. Somebody tried to kidnap my Dalmatian.
Wait, like the movie 101 Dalmatians?
Yeah, exactly like that. Somebody thinks she's Cruella de Vil and she's already killed 100 Dalmatians and now she's trying to kill my Dalmatian.
Oh, no!
Well, why don't you dress up like a cop and arrest her?
Oh, good idea, Marvin. I should get a different Dalmatian to give her so she kills that one instead of my Dalmatian.
Marvin, that's a horrible idea.
That's not what I said. I said, why don't you go arrest her for killing Dalmatians?
Marvin, you sick bastard. I'm not gonna breed Dalmatians and start a puppy mill of Dalmatians just to give her to keep killing them over and over again. That's terrible.
Marvin, how could you think of something so awful?
That's not what I said. I said... Why don't you slowly torture all the Dalmatians?
Well, Marvin, I can't just dress up like a cop and arrest her. I don't have any proof. Anybody could have killed all those Dalmatians. But if I give her a Dalmatian to kill in front of me, then I could arrest her for killing a Dalmatian.
Well, why don't you just give her your Dalmatian?
I can't give her mine. Mine is specially trained to do firefighter things. There's no way I could train another dog to do that and enjoy it.
Okay, well, how are you going to find another Dalmatian?
Well, on Craigslist, of course. Looky here. Dalmatian for sale. Only $35.
That's not a Dalmatian. That looks like an angry dog.
I know, but we could just paint Dalmatian spots on it and nobody would know the difference.
Okay, go get it, I guess.
Well, I was kind of hoping you guys would go get it.
Why us?
Well, because I have kind of a reputation about dogs and peanut butter, so nobody's gonna sell me a dog, but they'll definitely sell one to a happy couple like you two.
Okay, what's really going on?
I don't want to play two characters in the next scene, okay? Just go!
Okay. Well, can you give us the $35?
Yeah. Okay, here's 40, but bring me back the change.
I can't keep the $5 for gas money since I'm driving to get this dog.
No.
All right, baby, this is the house.
Hello! Welcome to Craig's house!
Oh, hi, Craig. We saw your dog on Craigslist.
Yes, isn't it hilarious? My name is Craig, and I posted on Craigslist!
Oh, I get it!
Yes!
Okay, so can we get the dog?
Yes, come on in. He's locked in the room.
Okay, he's in here.
There he is. There's Mr. Cuddles. You can pet him if you want to.
Does he bite?
Yeah.
Did he break the skin?
Oh, yeah.
Does he latch on and doesn't let go?
Oh, yeah. He did that to my dad.
Okay, did it hurt him?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, does he have rabies?
Oh, yeah.
Rabies?
Yeah, but he is purebred.
Okay, baby, give him the money.
Okay, here you go.
Do you have change for 40?
No. There you go, Mr. Cuddles.
God, I got the stupid dog you wanted, and look, his tooth came off into my leg.
Oh, no. Where's the $5?
He didn't give us change.
You're going to ruin a friendship over $5. Well, just so you know, I'm starting a tab on you. You owe me
$5. Get him up!
Marvin, quit playing around with the dog. We got to make him look like a Dalmatian. I'll go get the stuff. Now, does that look like a Dalmatian or what?
Wait, how did you get it to calm down?
Easy. I just hit it with the old horse tranquilizer. It should be out for about 15 minutes.
Why didn't you give him a tranquilizer before he bit me?
Well, I wasn't there, was I? No, I wasn't. But I called the guy who wants to steal my Dalmatian so I can give him this one instead.
Hello? Did someone call me?
Yeah, so since you want to steal my Dalmatian, I bought you a different one. So here you go. Kill this one.
Oh, wow, thank you. You made my job a lot easier.
Yeah, just take this one back to your boss and hope she doesn't want to do the sequel, 102 Dalmatians.
Yeah, let's hope not. But knowing that crazy bitch, she probably will.
Well, since this was a successful day, I'm gonna go get some peanut butter and give Puppo here a peanut butter corn dog.
All right, ma'am. Here's your 101st Dalmatian.
What the bloody hell is that?
A Dalmatian?
You fucking wanker, that ain't a Dalmatian. It's a regular old mutt in a costume, isn't it?
Well, it looked like a Dalmatian to me with the spots and whatnot.
You're fired. Get out of here.
Oh, I don't care. I already got paid.
God, if you want it done right, you got to do it yourself. What you doing? Oh, you're an ugly old thing, aren't you?
Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. I'm Poopy from SML. I do the voice of Cody and Brooklyn Guy and a whole bunch of other people. Did you know we're selling Jeffy pianos right now on smlmerch.com? Yeah, that's right. They make Jeffy noises whenever you press the keys. Listen to that. It's fucking crazy, right? Well, if you want one, you better grab one now, because on July 31st, they disappear forever. Gone. Bye-bye. No more buying them. So you better get one now. Just thought you should know that. So you can do this. Listen to that. Listen to that, Jeffy.
Hey, Ronald, thanks for coming to the meeting. Sorry I'm late. Ronald? Ronald?
I swear I paid it! Oh, hey, Steve. Sorry, I thought you were the pimp I owed money to.
No, it's just me.
Okay, so what do you want?
Well, I just wanted to let you know the Minecraft movie's coming out this weekend.
All right, and you're telling me this because you want to take me on a date to the Minecraft movie? Is that right? You want to buy a large popcorn and stick your little Steve pecker through it? That way when Ronald goes and grabs a bite of popcorn, instead he grabs a whole handful of Steve dick? Is that right, Steve?
No, Ronald.
Because I'm down. I mean, as long as you do it back. I'll get my bag of gummy worms, and I'll stick my gummy worm through it. And then, when you reach and grab a handful of gummy worms, instead you'll grab a handful of Ronald's gummy worms. It's gonna get weird, Steve. It's gonna get real weird.
No, Ronald, it's a kid's movie.
Okay, Pee-wee Herman. I didn't know we were doing it in the movie. You're a freak. I thought we were doing it afterwards in the car. Let's go.
No, Ronald. I just mean we should make a Minecraft Happy Meal.
You know what? I like that, Steve. I like that way better than the gay shit you were talking about earlier. Because our box is already shaped like the Minecraft block. It's genius, Steve. Let's do it.
Okay, well, that's the problem, Ronald. See, Minecraft wants to have an auction to see who gets the rights to use the Minecraft meal.
An auction? With who? Because I don't see anyone else that can do it right besides me, Steve.
Oh, there's Wendy's and the Burger King.
Wendy's? They're still in business? I thought they went under after the whole, the boob sponge meal thing. You remember that, Steve? Because I do. And Burger King? Burger King! They use rat ankles in their food, Steve! All the food is just mashed up deep-fried rat ankles!
Look, I know, Ronald, but I think they're still gonna want to have an auction.
All right, Steve. You convinced me. We're gonna have an auction. Let me pull out my checkbook. I don't have a checkbook, Steve! I only deal with cash!
Well, I think we're gonna win the auction.
Oh, we're gonna win, Steve. If everyone wants to see me whip it out on stage, I will. You want to see me whip it out, Steve?
Don't
let me grab it. It's heavy. I'm a show.
Ronald,
oh, shit, it's my back. No, it's got me. It's got me, Steve. Oh,
Ronald,
shit.
Please.
You know what sucks, Steve? The fact that I got to have bodybuilders to give me a hand job. Got to call them up, and not even the girls. The guys, the big-ass dudes have to give me handy, Steve. I'm talking like Larry Wheels. It's not going. I'll have to show you some other time. I'll call up my bodybuilder buddy.
Okay, Ronald, let's just go to the auction.
Yeah, and then afterwards, I want to do that thing you wanted me to do for you.
Oh, okay. Let's just go.
So what I was thinking, because of our square burgers, it could be the Minecraft burger because of the square patties.
That is a good idea. I was thinking we could have a creeper whopper that's green, and we would have a creeper face on the bun.
Oh my god, that's genius.
What's up, pussies? Hey, when did you gain weight? When you see that? Been eating too many of your own damn frosties.
Spin, Ronald, spin.
Yeah. So, you guys ready to lose? Hey, may the best man win. Ooh, look at that, bro.
Ronald, you smell like piss.
Yeah, that's because I rubbed your food all over my body before I came here. Hey, Wendy.
Ugh.
What you been up to? Hey, what number you get? 48? What the hell old you are?
Don't do it, though.
Ugh. What number you get? 71? That's how many customers you get in a year? I got 23. Old Michael Jordan
never lost.
Hey, when we get this auction started, I'm ready to paddle these bitches.
Hello and welcome to Who Gets to Make a Minecraft Movie Meal Auction. We'll start the bidding off at $100,000.
$115,000.
$120,000. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we were bidding with our piggy banks. $2 million.
Ronald, that's not how bidding works.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I misspoke. $5 million.
Why would you outbid yourself?
Because I got it like that, sweetheart. But you know what? I'll drop out. As long as you show me your tits, and you show me your dick, too. You show me your tits, and you show me your dick, and I'll drop out and you guys can fight with your pennies.
$10 million.
What, you got that? Are you dreaming? Are you asleep? Wake up, dreamy boy.
$20 million.
$20 million? Are you guys combining your annual net worth? I'll play along. $100 million.
I'm out.
$100 million. Going once.
Call me daddy.
Can I speak to my client for one moment? Ronald, $100 million? What the hell are you thinking?
What's the big deal? I got it.
But Ronald, if we spend $100 million on one meal, we're not going to make any money.
It's not about the money. This is a dick measuring contest. Or tits. This is a dick tit measuring contest. And she thought her tits were longer than my dick. So I had to pull out the tape measure. And I ran out of tape. You know what? $110 million! Just because, what the hell?
$110 million! Sold to Ronald McDonald, who clearly doesn't know how auctions work.
Yes! Yes! Broke boy! Broke bitch! Broke bitch boy!
Ronald, you are a scoundrel and a ragged McMuffin.
Yeah, and what was your old saying when it used to be a wake up with the king? You should be canceled. That's sexual assault! No one consented to that! Yeah, run away! Ha ha, bitch! And what was your saying again? Where's the beep? It's right here, sweetheart. There's plenty of it. Plenty of it! Invite a friend!
There you go, Ronald. Your $100 million Happy Meal.
Oh, look at that. It's perfect. And it's even got a Minecraft smiley face and shit. I love it, Steve. The kids are gonna love it. You did a great job. They can hear it now. They're going up to their mothers and bitching. Mommy, give me the Minecraft Happy Meal.
But, Ronald, in order to make any money off this, we're going to have to charge a ton for these.
I don't care, Steve. Charge like $100 or something.
Nobody's going to pay $100 for a Happy Meal.
Yes, they will. It's Minecraft. $200.
Ronald, look how shitty the toy is.
That's not shitty. That's Minecraft. $300.
Ronald, that's outrageous.
Okay, $400.
Ronald, that's the price of a PlayStation.
I don't give a shit, Steve. $500. Go sell my shit.
Okay, I'm going to go sell it, because every time I speak, you raise the price.
$1,000.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
I'm going to cut down this tree.
Cody, what are you doing?
I'm playing Minecraft on my phone. Did you guys know you can play Minecraft on your phone now? It's crazy.
What? You're still playing Minecraft? That game's over 10 years old, Cody.
Yeah, dude. Get a life. Go touch some grass or something.
Okay, I'll touch grass in Minecraft. Touch.
You're so lame, Cody.
Well, Junior, what can I say? I like to mine. I like to craft. This is the best of both worlds. It's Minecraft. I'm crafted up.
All right, well, while you're playing that lame game, we're going to watch TV.
Yeah.
Breaking news, McKay! McDonald's is releasing a Minecraft Happy Meal, and it costs $1,000, causing major outrage because no one can afford it.
Holy fucking shit! A Minecraft Happy Meal, and a Minecraft movie, and I'm playing Minecraft on my phone? What kind of world are we living in? Life is great, I like it!
You know what? We need three of those Happy Meals. Let's get Chef Pepperoni to hop in the old automobile and putt-putt up to McDonald's and grab three of them hoes. Four if he fucks with your boy.
You do know they're $1,000 a piece, right, Cody?
Now, wait a minute. Are you sure it's not $10 and you guys just can't see decimal points?
It was $1,000, right, Joseph?
Hell yeah. Expensive-ass Happy Meal, dude.
Oh, huff. I am miffed. I'm irked, even. I'm Steve Urkel over here, because where do they get off charging $1,000 for a Minecraft Happy Meal? Well, actually, that's fair. It is a Minecraft Happy Meal. But still, I'm a kid. I'm never going to be able to afford that. That's outrageous. Just kidding. That's what would happen in the real world. But luckily, this isn't the real world. So, guys, we need $1,000.
Okay, well, there's no way for us to get $1,000.
Yeah, unless you want to sell a kidney.
That's a great idea. You know what? That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to sell a kidney.
Wait, you're not going to sell a kidney for a Happy Meal, Cody.
Call a doctor over here. I'll sell that shit right away.
Okay, I'll call a doctor. You're being serious.
I'm being serious. I'll sell it. I got two of them.
Just for a Happy Meal.
Just for this? It's a Minecraft Happy Meal. It's not just a Happy Meal.
His ass is desperate, bro.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Yes, doctor, I'd like to donate a kidney. Oh, are you 18? I am not. Okay, well then you can't donate a kidney because you've got to be 18. Actually, you know what? I am 18. Well, you just said you weren't 18. Yeah, I lied, because sometimes I just like to lie for fun. Oh, cool, me too. Why do you want to donate a kidney so bad? Oh, you know, I just need the money. Oh, yeah, I feel you. In this economy, I'd donate both if I wouldn't die. Actually, you know what? This reminds me of a kid I knew in high school who donated a kidney. Let me tell you about him.
So back in high school, there was this kid named Really Wants to Donate One of His Kidneys, Dan. That was his real name. I'm not shitting you. And he really wanted to donate one of his kidneys. He would walk around the halls asking everybody if they needed a kidney. He would even ask the teachers. Every single day, all year long, he would ask everyone if they needed a kidney. He would fall to his knees in the cafeteria and scream, "Get this fucking kidney out of me!" So then, one day, this girl named Really Needs a Kidney Transplant, Riley, transferred to our school, and she really needed a kidney transplant, so it was the best day ever for Dan. But then, it turned out Dan and Riley weren't a match, so they couldn't do the transplant, and Riley died. But then, Dan ended up giving one of his kidneys to our English teacher, Miss Can't Stop Drinking Alcohol Catherine. But then she died of liver failure.
Wow, doctor, those people had some crazy names. Yeah, the town I grew up in really wanted everybody's name to be unique. No two people had the same name. Well, except for the two kids both named has the same name as the other kid, Tyler. But we didn't really know what else to call them, so their name made sense. But it did get really confusing. Using during roll call. Well, I still want to donate a kidney. Okay, well, I can give you $25,000 per kidney, so that's $50,000 for your life, so that's how much that's worth. I think I'll just donate the one kidney. $25,000 gets me a lot of Happy Meals.
It gets you 25 of them.
Wait, what?
He wants to donate his kidney so he can get a $1,000 Happy Meal.
Yeah, it's the dumbest shit ever.
Wait, you want to donate a kidney for a Happy Meal? Well, not just any Happy Meal. It's a Minecraft Happy Meal. Oh, I'm not judging. I've seen people donate kidneys for some pretty crazy stuff. Like this one guy, he wanted to donate a kidney so he could afford the surgery to donate a kidney. I mean, it worked out for him. I just didn't understand it. Well, anyway, I'll go get the scalpel.
Okay, I want to do it with my mouth so I feel like a shark that eats kidneys.
Is this going to hurt?
Well, yeah, it's going to hurt. I'm not using anesthesia.
Junior, can you hold my hand?
Ew, no, that's gay.
Okay, here I go.
Oh, fuck, Junior. Oh, fuck, that hurts so fucking bad. Oh, I regret every minute of this. I don't want to do this anymore. This is not worth a fucking Happy Meal. Fuck this. Fuck this. There you go. All done. Wait, that's my kidney? Yep, that's it. Wow, that was really quick and I didn't feel a thing.
Well, I've definitely heard that before. Here's your money.
Oh, thanks, doctor. Wow, you're really good at that.
Yeah, I've definitely never heard that. But I have done a lot of kidney transplants. Actually, every time I do an operation on somebody, I just swap kidneys out with the patient. People think they're going in to get their tonsils removed, but nope. I just take their kidneys out and pop mine in there. I always get a fresh pair of kidneys. I swap them out like shoes or batteries. Anyway, let's just take that. Have fun.
Okay, guys, we got the money. It's Happy Meal time, bitches. Tick, 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 tick. Boom. That's right. I spent the thowie. Now this creeper's about to go kablowie.
Wait, Cody, where's our Happy Meal?
You guys really think I'm going to spend my kidney money on you guys when you guys said the meal was lame?
I mean, it is lame, dude.
Well, that's why you don't get to eat it. Let's see how the other half lives. Ooh, let's see what a $1,000 chicken nugget tastes like. Oh my god, I feel like Mark Zuckerberg, or maybe Mark Cuban, or another very rich Mark. That is a normal McDonald's chicken nugget. But they didn't advertise how good the food was. No, it's all about the toy. That's all anybody cares about. It's just this. Yeah, look at, fuck yeah. Look at that. Fucking yeah, that's a llama, I think. Fuck yeah, I love that. That's so fucking cool. Yeah, I don't regret that at all. That's badass. Oh, my phone's ringing. Hello, you're interrupting a $1,000 meal. Oh, Cody, it's terrible. Mommy? Oh, Cody, I've just been diagnosed with kidney failure, and if I don't get a new kidney, I'm gonna die. Can Dad do it?
Hell nah, boy. You know I need my kidneys. I mean, oh, I'm so sad. Because, Cody, you know black people and white people kidneys are totally different. Black people kidneys are 3 times as big and veinier.
It's true, Cody, and it's true about the kidneys, too. So I'm gonna need one of your kidneys. Oh, I actually can't spare a kidney right now. Cody, do you want your mother to die?
Yeah, give your mama a damn kidney, boy. You don't need yours.
Who was that, Cody?
Don't worry about it. Fuck yeah. Oh, that llama, though. Fuck, so fucking cool. You know, when my mom dies of kidney failure, I'm gonna look at that and just say, fuck yeah.
Guys, What do you want to do tonight?
You guys want to watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
Oh my god, yes!
Oh dude, is it like Fast and Furious? I love racing movies.
Yeah, I want to watch a drag race movie.
No, it's a fashion show about drag queens.
It's men who dress up like women.
Oh dude, I'm out. I didn't sign up for this.
Joseph, you said you needed help with that thing. I'm coming.
Junior, come sit back down!
Yeah, don't worry, Junior. You're gonna love it.
RuPaul's Drag Race! That drag badass! RuPaul's Drag Race! Yes, drag badass!
Hello! Welcome to RuPaul's Drag Race. It's me, RuPaul! We're down to our grand finale, and the last two contestants. Let's meet them! Our first contestant is Dixie Tucker.
Where is she tucking it? I wonder.
Our second contestant is Tasha Salad.
Oh my god, my favorite dressing is balsamic. Or balsucking.
Ooh, I don't know who should win, Dixie or Tasha.
I hope Tasha wins. She was the underdog this season.
Who do you think's gonna win, Junior?
Huh?
Who do you think is hot?
Those are dudes, right?
Well, yeah, who do you think's gonna win?
Win what?
Well, the competition. Which one do you think's the better woman?
I don't know yet.
Okay, well, I'll ask you after they do their thing.
Now, these two lovely ladies are going to have a dance-off to see who's going to be crowned the next drag superstar. Come on, ladies, dance! Ah, I've seen enough. Oh, RuPaul has made her decision. The next drag superstar is... Superstar. Well, oh, you deserve it. Dixie Tucker, sashay away.
Hey, I can't believe I lied.
Hey, Tasha won.
Oh my god, yes! Junior, do you think she deserved it?
Yeah, was she hot enough to win?
That's a dude, though, right?
Yeah, we told you it was, but is she hot, though?
She's not a...
Come on, Junior, you can say it.
Yeah, we're not gonna make fun of you.
I don't...
Junior, if you think she's hot, just say so. It's okay.
Junior, it's just between us. Who are we gonna tell?
I mean, she, I...
Gay!
Oh my god, Junior, why don't you go marry her?
What?
We told you she was a dude. I'm gonna go tell Chef Phoebe.
Let's not tell Chef Phoebe you today!
Cooking up the brownies!
The brownies!
Chef Phoebe!
What?
Junior.
Yes.
We were watching RuPaul's Drag Race, and there's this drag queen named Tasha Salad, and Junior said she was hot.
It's not true, Chef Phoebe.
Gay boy!
You a gay boy.
Boy.
No, I just said she was high.
You like boy booty and I.
Booty boy.
No, I know. I was just saying it because I didn't want to be homophobic.
Nah, you just a booty diver.
Whoa! Oh, I hate you guys.
Relax, Junior. I was just yanking your crank.
Junior, you don't have to cry about it.
But you guys baited me into thinking that guy was hot.
It's okay. I'm gay.
I wish I had a TV show like RuPaul.
What would your TV show even be about?
I don't know, like giving makeovers to homeless people or something.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Really?
Yeah, we could call it Extreme Homeless Makeover.
Oh my god, I love that name!
Why would you give a homeless person a makeover? They're just gonna end up being stinky again.
Well, Junior, they need makeovers more than anybody. That's why they can't get jobs, because they're so dirty and stinky. But if we give them a makeover, they could actually pass a job interview.
Do you think we could record it and upload it on YouTube and get millions of views and make millions of dollars?
Junior, I think we can help homeless people.
We would be helping the homeless people, because we'd be giving them a makeover. In return, we get views and money.
Well, I kind of just wanted to do it to help the homeless people.
Cody, I don't think you guys are understanding me. We're going to be helping the homeless people, but we're going to be making some profit by doing it.
Junior, I don't think we should profit off of homeless people.
Listen, we have to make a profit somehow. Everyone makes money in this world. There's a business and doing things. And listen, guys, we're going to do it. Okay, let's start doing it.
Okay, but how are we going to do that? We're just kids.
And I have a camera.
Wow, you read my mind.
I have a camera. I'll record you guys giving the homeless guy a makeover, and I'll upload it. And I'll manage the channel and the money and everything else, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm gonna grab my camera. Let's go find a homeless guy.
Okay.
Guys, there's a smelly bum right here.
Junior, don't call him that.
Okay, I'm recording.
Oh, hi, everyone.
Welcome to my TV. Welcome to my crib. Is this cardboard box made of cardboard?
Mr. Homeless Guy, you're on camera. We are doing a makeover show.
Oh, hi, Mom. Sorry, Dad.
Can we give you a makeover so that you can make money and get a job?
I pooped in my britches.
Which is why we're gonna give you a makeover.
Hmm. My butt's itchy. You gonna wipe me, lady?
We're gonna give you a makeover. Come on, let's go.
Okay, Mr. Homeless Guy, sit down over here.
Why didn't you guys put a towel before you sat down? Now my couch is going to smell bad.
Junior, don't say that.
This whole thing is stupid.
What's wrong, Junior?
We're doing this whole thing wrong, Cody.
Well, what's wrong about it?
The homeless guy hasn't cried yet.
Well, why would he cry?
Because he's supposed to be so grateful we're going to give him a makeover. He starts bawling his eyes out. That's what people on YouTube want to see. Someone being grateful and crying. When Mr. Beast gives out a card, they cry.
Well, we're not giving him a car. We're just offering him a makeover. And as far as he knows, we might be lying.
This whole thing's dumb.
Is someone ever wipe my stinky ass or what?
Oh, my God. He's missing an ear!
Ugh, and he smells like shit.
See, that's what you gotta say on camera. People gotta feel bad for him from being so gross.
But Junior, that's mean.
Look, we're gonna restart and do it my way. So look, we're gonna say that we found the homeless guy and we brought him on the couch. Go!
Oh, hi everyone! So we found this homeless guy outside and we brought him inside to give him a makeover. Cody's gonna go and clean him up.
What, me? Why me?
Yeah, Cody, go on outside and hose him down.
Hose him down? That's not gonna be a good look for the channel. Why don't we just let him take a shower?
We're not letting that gross piece of shit in my bathroom. He's gonna make my bathroom smell bad.
Well, Junior, I hope you know you can't keep any of this in the video.
I'll edit it out. Look, go outside and hose him down. And Penelope, say we'll cut to these messages.
We'll cut after these messages.
All right, go hose him down, Cody.
My butt's squishy.
Oh, come on. Okay, we're back.
I'm back. No. Take your banana tuna from Shady.
Well, he looks a lot better.
Yeah, I tried to clean all the dirt and shit off of him the best I could with just the hose and no soap.
He still hasn't cried?
No.
Mr. Homeless Guy, can you please cry for us?
I haven't cried since my friend Chuckles the Squirrel died.
Well, can you think back to when Chuckles the Squirrel died and cry?
Who's Chuckles the Squirrel?
You just said he's your friend that died.
Huh? I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, we need you to cry, so if you cry, I'll give you a chalupa from Taco Bell.
Wah, I want a chalupa.
No, don't cry yet. You have to cry after Penelope talks to you. Then you get the chalupa. All right, and go.
Junior, I don't think this is a good
idea. Do it!
Okay. Mr. Homeless Guy, you just had your bath. How do you feel?
Wah, give me a chalupa.
No, you don't mention the chalupa yet. Listen, after you say you're happy about your bath, that's when you get your chalupa.
I say that, and I get a chalupa.
Yes.
In my mouth.
Yes.
Sour cream.
There is sour cream on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go.
All right, Mr. Homeless Man, you just had your bath. How do you feel?
No, hey, back off. You don't get the chalupa yet.
I want a chalupa.
You don't get the chalupa until you say you're happy about your bath.
Well, I'm happy. Give me a chalupa, chalupa man.
Okay, have it.
Junior, he just called you Chalupy Man. Aren't people going to wonder what that's about?
Well, name the channel Chalupy Man.
No, Junior. Cody and I already named it. It's Extreme Homeless Makeover.
I guess you can have your chalupa now. Listen, I'm doing what's best for the channel. Look, now give him his full makeover so we can cut to the end and he can look all nice, okay?
Okay.
You enjoy that chalupa.
Uh-huh.
All right, Junior, I'm all done.
All right, guys, say it with me. Move that box.
Ta-da!
Oh, wow, he looks so good. Tell us what you did to make him look good.
Okay, so I shaved his beard, and I put that hair on top of his head to cover up his bald spot, and then I brushed his teeth, and I put some blush on his cheeks to give him color, and then I put him in a suit.
So how are you feeling, homeless man?
I feel good. No.
All right, looks like we did a good job. So, guys, if you want to see us take care of more homeless people and give them makeovers, subscribe to our channel and give us a bunch of money. The end. All right, Cody, you can throw him back on the street. We're done.
We can't just throw him back onto the street.
We used him for what we needed. We gave him a makeover, and we gave him a chalupa so he can leave now.
Well, I guess he does look better.
So please escort the homeless guy out of the house.
Okay, come on.
I love you, Chalupa Man. I'll never forget you.
All right, out you go. I hope you have a good life.
I love you.
Sorry, buddy.
Wah, I want another chalupa.
So did you let Stinky back out in the wild?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well, I'm about to edit the video so we can be millionaires.
You're going to have to do a lot of damn editing. You said some terrible things.
But they were all true.
We're only going to have like 2 minutes of usable footage.
News!
Breaking news, MK. Billionaire and owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Shahid Khan, has been kidnapped and a ransom note was found at his house. Cops are investigating now.
Hey, that kind of looks like the homeless guy.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Guys?
What?
Don't be mad, but I wasn't recording.
Junior!
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I thought I pressed the recording button, but I guess I was just holding the camera.
Junior, you had one job!
I thought I pressed the record button. I'm sorry, guys. Look, we can always go find another homeless guy.
Well, to make us all feel better, we did do it for free. We helped a homeless guy.
But I only wanted to do it if we were going to make money, Cody.
Chalupa! Someone give me a chalupa! Oh, chalupa car.
Oh, my God, Mr. Shahid Khan, is that you? We've been looking all over for you.
I want a chalupa.
Oh, of course. You must be starving. Those kidnappers probably didn't feed you. Just get in the car, sir. We'll get you somewhere safe.
Can I have some chalupas?
Yeah. We'll get you a lot of chalupas. Come on.
Junior, we're not finding another homeless guy.
We have to go do it again because we need the footage to make money. We have to make a profit.
I love the news again.
Breaking news, MK! Billionaire Shahid Khan has been found walking around the streets asking for chalupas. Police say he's a little disoriented, but he is now at home recovering.
Oh, great! The billionaire's safe when there's millions of starving people in the world!
What do you think the homeless guy's doing right now?
He's not doing as good as that billionaire is.
Oh my God! You're so sexy and rich and hot and rich!
Haha, money, chalupas.
Well, I'm really glad we got you home safe, sir. I guess now we can rip up this ransom note now that we don't have to pay all that money.
All right, class, this upcoming week is spring break. Woo! And I'm going down to Miami to see girls pull their hoo-hoos out. And I'm going to motorboat them too, like goddamn Captain Crunch. So we're going to go around the room, and everyone's going to tell me what they're going to be doing for spring break. Starting with you, Penelope.
My dad's taking me to Atlanta for spring break to see the Coca-Cola Museum again.
Aw, you have a dad that actually cares and want to spend time with you. Boo-hoo. I'm going to be all alone for spring break because I don't have a family.
Oh, I'm doing nothing for spring break because my dad says we're poor.
Ahem. I think you guys are going to want to hear this. My parents are taking me to Disneyland.
Okay.
In Japan.
Japan?
Money? Yep, Japan. We bombed the shit out of them. Maybe you've heard of it.
What, they have Disney in Japan?
They have Disney all over the place, Junior.
Dude, why would you go all the way to Japan and go to Disneyland when we have a Disney World here in Florida where we live? That's so stupid. White people in there wasting money have it.
Oh, Cody, please, can I go to Japan with you guys?
Junior, it's kind of a crazy ask to tag along on a trip like that.
Oh, come on, I promise. I won't make any noise. I won't bother anyone. I just really want to go to Japan. I want to go to Super Marvin World.
Yeah, I'm going to do that too, but Junior, I don't know. My parents don't really like me having friends. They want it to just be a family trip.
Oh, come on. Can you at least ask? No, it won't hurt to ask.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll ask if you can come over for dinner, and then we can ask them then. But you have to be on your best behavior and make a good impression. And if they're in a good mood, then we can ask if you can come on the trip.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
But is your dad even going to let you go to Japan?
Oh, my dad will definitely let me go to Japan. I'll ask him, I promise.
Okay, but we leave tomorrow, so tonight's our only chance to ask.
Okay, I will ask my dad, and you will let me know if I can go to dinner.
Okay.
Hey, Dad.
What do you want, Junior? You better not be asking to go anywhere for spring break. You already know I spent all my money on this astronaut helmet used in the first moon landing and signed by Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin.
I know, Dad. You won't stop talking about it.
Mm-hmm. So what the hell do you want, and why are you bothering me?
Well, Dad, since you're not taking me anywhere for spring break...
Right. You're smart.
I was wondering if maybe I could go with my friend and his family to Japan.
To Japan? What the hell is wrong with you? No, you can't go to Japan. Do you know what's right next to Japan? North fucking Korea. And what are you going to do if they start bombing shit?
What? North Korea's not going to bomb Japan, Dad.
Look, those missiles can't hit the U.S., but it can definitely hit Tokyo, and Goku can't save your ass.
That would never happen, Dad. It can't happen.
Look, the Titanic wasn't supposed to sink, and now that motherfucker sunk, and it's under the damn water.
I know, Dad, but that was a ship, and it hit an iceberg.
Look, you can't go to Japan, okay? You better be in this damn house, depressed as hell, sad as fuck, and you better not leave your room. You got me?
Okay, Dad.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Come back. Kiss that damn helmet.
I hate kissing.
Yeah, show some respect.
So, why you ask so sad? I know. Your daddy told me the dumbass question you asked him. Boy, yo ass goofy as hell for that. Like, why did you even ask? It's not like your dad notices you're there anyway or that you exist. I would have been in Japan right now partying it up with my friends, eating all types of ramen and wagyu and konnichiwa into all types of Asian women. But nope, your ass is in bed, sad as hell. And guess what? Your daddy paid me fucking $10 to keep an eye on your sad ass. So all I gotta do is walk upstairs, make sure you crying about once or twice a day. Oh, I can't go nowhere, I can't go meet you with nobody. And then walk back downstairs, and I get paid and just relax. Sucks to be you. Just try not to cry too much on the damn bed. Here's an apple, sad boy.
Try not to feel too bad, Junior. There's always next spring break. Boo! 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 Boo!
goofy ass, whiny ass, sad ass, woo-hoo, crybaby ass, boy. hey, Junior. I feel really bad for not taking you anywhere for spring break. You can go to Japan with your friends.
Really, Dad?
Nah, just me, nigga.
I hate you, Chef Bibi. I hate you. God, I hate my life.
My phone's ringing. Hello?
Hey, good news, Junior. My parents said you can come over for dinner, but you have to be on your best behavior if you want any chance of going to Japan. No making fat jokes about my mom.
I can't go to Japan. My dad already said no.
Oh, well, you can still come to dinner, though, right?
No, because my dad said I can't leave my room for a week.
What, Junior, now you have to come to dinner. My parents are going to think I was lying, and I might not be able to go to Japan.
What? Why?
Because lying's a big no-no in my house, Junior, so you better get your ass over here.
Well, I can't leave the room because Chef Pee-Pee is supposed to watch me. My dad's paying Chef Pee-Pee to make sure I don't leave my room.
Junior, it doesn't matter. Even if Chef Pee-Pee notices you're missing, he's not going to tell your dad or he might get in trouble.
Wait a minute, you're right. If I leave, Chef Pee-Pee's not going to tell my dad I left because then Chef Pee-Pee will get in trouble. Wait, but that means I can still possibly go to Japan. Because if I just leave for the week, Chef Pee-Pee's not going to tell my dad I'm gone for a week. You know what? Yeah, I'm coming to the dinner. I'm going to do my best behavior, and I'm going to Japan with you. Okay, Cody?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, I'm going to sneak out my window, and I'm going to leave my phone.
A special delivery for one, Mr. Whiny-Ass Crybaby Boy. you got a sign for your Kleenexes, crybaby ass.
Whoever ordered this same-day delivery. They must really care so you won't get all your tears in your damn pillows and stuff. Wait, Junior? What the hell are you?
Oh, I know what you're doing. You're trying to play hide-and-seek, aren't you? That's too much fun. Your ass supposed to be sad. All right, cry a little bit so I can find you. Or do Marco Crybaby. Marco! Crybaby!
Fuck it. Oh, I found your phone, Junior. I guess I'm gonna take it. Wait, Cody?
Hello?
Wait, Cody, why are you on the phone?
Chef Pee-Pee? Oh, I guess I forgot to hang up.
Wait, where's Junior?
Oh, he came over to my house so he can go to Japan with me.
What the fuck? Japan? No, he's not going to Japan! You better tell him that his dad's gonna ground him!
Well, he would if he found out, but you're not gonna tell him or else you're gonna get in trouble.
Oh, you smart-ass bastard. Oh, you know what? You better tell him I'm coming over there to drag his ass back in this bed so he can be sad all damn day and be depressed. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, I'm coming for your ass, Julia!
There you go. Does anybody want some more sauerkraut?
Ooh, me, baby. One more scoop will get me hard.
Clear your plate first.
Oh, watch me clear this damn plate.
Well, Cody's friend, we're happy to have you over for dinner.
Yeah, but we don't waste no food over here, so you better eat every bite on that damn plate.
It smells like shit. I mean, I don't know what this is.
It's sauerkraut.
America's favorite meal. See, it's good for your intestines and your asshole, especially your sphincter, so it's not too tight.
I've never had sauerkraut.
Are you serious, boy? Are you poor?
You've never had sauerkraut?
No, I've never had it.
Have you even lived if you haven't had sauerkraut?
Right! Look, the first bite is pretty damn disgusting. The second bite is egregious, but you learn to taste it and enjoy it.
Oh, okay, I guess I'll try it.
Yeah! See, when you gag, that's how I know you like it.
Yeah, first time crowded, am I right?
Right?
I'm not gonna eat any of this.
What the hell did you just say? My baby did not slave in the damn kitchen for you to not eat that food.
Junior, eat the fucking crowd if you want to go to Japan.
I'm just joking. I love it. I loved it so much. April Fool's.
This nigga hilarious. I like him.
I always do April Fool's a week after two.
Yeah, that's how a pregnancy test work too.
Okay, I'll try to eat as much as I can.
Yeah, take another bite, what?
So I have to eat all of it?
Oh, clear your whole plate. We got plenty more.
Yeah. I love me some crowd, goddammit. Ooh, baby, I am stuffed. I'm about to pop like a sauerkraut balloon.
It was good. Yeah, did yourself, Mom. It's some good crowd. Oh, how you doing, Cody's friend?
I feel like I'm gonna die.
Hell yeah, that's the spirit. That's what good crowd will do to your ass.
So 1 second.
Ooh, baby, you know I want some seconds. Go ahead and crap my ass up.
Now, Tyrone, don't be rude. We have a guest, so we should serve him first.
No, I want first. You know the top crowd is the best.
Okay, how many scoops do you want?
I'm too full. I don't want any more crowd.
Oh, don't be silly. You can always have more crowd. Just tell me when to stop.
Stop. Stop.
Look at him being funny again. Goddamn comedian.
No, stop, please.
White cat of
funny. Dear God, stop.
The more he says it, the funnier it gets. Just remember, you gotta eat all of that.
Stop! Yeah. Fucking stop!
Nah, baby, you know I'm gonna get jealous. Don't give him all the good stuff.
You're right. I'm gonna have to cut you off there, you little pig.
Okay, cut me off.
He's so silly.
You silly as hell for thinking you can outcrop me. I'm the top crowder, nigga. The master crowder. I ain't been in this crowd life. You a rookie in this shit.
It's true. He's won 2 sauerkraut eating contests.
Mm-hmm. And threw up right afterwards like a real pro would.
Yes, sir.
You okay? You just ate the damn crowd.
I'm trying because I can't eat it.
He just loves it so much.
Yeah, it's good as hell.
Is there any way I can put this in a to-go box and bring it to Tokyo?
What the fuck are you talking about? Mom, you said that we could go to Disneyland in Japan? Oh, Cody, you know I was tripping balls on acid when I said that. You know not to listen to me when I'm tripping balls on acid.
Come on, Cody. We said we were going to rent Disney movies and watch Toy Story in Japanese to see if they had slant eyes.
Wait, so y'all aren't going to Tokyo to go to Disneyland for spring break?
No, we could never afford that.
I mean, I ain't been in the scrub, nigga, but damn, that's an expensive trip. Eat the damn crap, boy. You wasting it.
Oh, I can't believe that stupid brat thought he was going to get me in trouble, Chef Pee-Pee. Oh, hell nah. I'm going to teach him a lesson.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Hello?
Yes, is there an orange-haired brat here with horns?
Oh, yeah, he's eating all our sauerkraut.
What the hell?
Yeah, he's like a little garbage disposal for sauerkraut. A little sauerkraut monster. I remember when I was 15.
Well, we don't have time for your damn story. Where's that orange-haired brat?
Cody's friend, there's a chef here.
Chef Bibi! You're here, take God fucking save me. Get me the fuck out of here.
What's wrong with you?
You're fucking disgusting, but throw the fuck up, please. I'm gonna die.
Well, you're talking to that vet.
Get me out of here.
Hey, it's really rude to just eat all our sauerkraut and leave like that without saying thank you. You're not welcome here anymore. Cody, your friend was very rude. He ate a whole plate of kraut and then he just left without saying thank you.
Wow, so fucking rude. I thought we were family. Look, he made me laugh too.
Cody, because you brought him over here, you don't get any kraut for a week.
Oh, but Mom, I love my kraut.
Shit, more kraut for me.
Get in that bed, boy. How dare you try to get me in trouble by sneaking out of the house?
I'm sorry, Chef. Maybe I learned my lesson. They made me eat so much awful shit. It's so much, I'm going to throw up.
Really? What did they make you eat?
Sauerkraut.
Wow. That sounds so depressing, Dre. I'm sorry. Well, let me go get something to get that taste out of your mouth.
Please, anything you cook will be better than what they had.
Here you go, fuck boy. Chow down.
Jeffy, it's time to go to school.
No.
Jeffy, your backpack is all ready. You better get in here.
Did you give me the Minecraft one?
No.
Or Roblox?
No, you got the one with your face on it.
Oh, get the one that's available at smlmerch.com. Link in the description. Limited supply, so get it while we got it.
That's the one, Jeffy. So grab, let's go to school.
You got Uncrustables in that hoe? Front pocket?
Yes, I put Uncrustables. Don't smash them, Jeffy.
Hell yeah. Dad, you think I can put a labubo on this bitch so I can show everybody that I got it like that?
You can put a labubo on it if you want to.
Where's my labubo?
Marvin, Marvin, we got a letter from the school!
What did I make the tards last?
No, Jeffy, you didn't.
Darn it! I'm gonna have to try harder this year!
Knock it off, Jeffy! Wait, what's it say?
It says, Dear Jeffy, after careful review of your student file, the Why You Dumb School District has determined that you're no longer eligible to attend our school.
What, Jeffy can't go to school anymore?
Oh, fuck yes. I thought my birthday was in a few days, but apparently it's today. Titties. That means for the rest of my life, I can just sit back, shit my pants, and make the noise. Allow me to do it.
Okay, this has got to be a mistake.
Well, Marvin, it says students must be children in order to attend, and Jeffy's 20 years old.
Okay, look at him. He's still a child. See, look how he acts.
Marvin, I think he does it for attention.
Even if he does, if he's not allowed to go back to school, I'm putting him in a home. So I'm going to call the school and complain about this.
Marvin!
Okay, it's ringing.
Hello, Principal Steinbeck speaking.
Yes, my name is Marvin. I have a child enrolled at your school, and I have a problem.
God damn it. This is the first day of school. It better not be about the no-weapon policy. No exceptions. I don't want anybody getting shot up on the first day of school. Oh, it's Chili Fiesta Stick Day. I love me some Chili Fiesta Sticks. It's my shirt. Whew, wait until fucking fish sandwich day. I'll do it myself. Damn, give me the AR.
No, it's not about the no weapon policy.
Okay, thank God. Because you know how many damn people call me today talking about, oh, can my son bring a weapon, some nunchucks, or a goddamn sawed-off shotgun? I'm like, hell no! What's wrong with you? And, oh, he's getting bullied. I want him to feel safe. Well, tell his ass to take some fucking Taekwondo fucking lessons. What's wrong with these kids?
No, that's not what this call is about. So we got a letter in the mail because my son is 20 years old.
Shit, 20?
Yeah.
Damn, old as fuck.
Yeah, and the letter says he can't come to the school anymore.
Yeah, he's fucking 20. He could go to a community college. Why would he go to a damn elementary school?
Well, see, my son, he's 20 years old, but his brain is 5 years old.
Is he one of those weird predators?
No, he's not a predator. No, he's not all there. He's kind of,
What?
He's kind of, his brain is,
Oh, he's retarded!
I didn't know we could say that.
Oh, you're about a grown man here, right? Come on, we ain't got to speak your code, nigga.
Yeah, okay. No, so listen, yes, he is that, I think. So can he still come to the school?
Hell no! Look up your local community college. He cannot go to a fucking elementary school.
He's 20 years old, but please, can you make an exception?
No.
What if I pay you money?
I can't be bought anymore. I used to be a male prostitute, but I went to therapy. Good day, sir. The nerve of some people always wanted me for my damn buddy.
Hello? Goodbye, I guess.
What did they say, Marvin?
They said that Jeffy can go back to school.
Shit!
What? Really?
Yep, they said that the letter was a mistake. That meant to go to another kid named Jeffy that was 20 years old. So,
fuck!
So Jeffy can go to school. No. So Jeffy, grab your backpack and let's go get in the car.
Piss!
No, Jeff, stop acting like that. Let's just go back to school. All right, Jeffy, I think this is your classroom. Just go in there and just act normal.
I'm not going to stop saying foul language all day. Oh, Big Bird Dick, covered in yellow feathers and shit.
Jeffy, please, no, just act normal. Don't draw any attention to yourself, okay? Just go in there.
Oh, Dinosaur Urethra, you can put your whole head in there. Oh, Urethrosaurus Rex, and when it gets mad and it starts yelling and spitting, it's pissed.
Jeffy, please, please, dear God, just, if you'd be quiet, and just go in there, we'll go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese Dick.
Oh, Oscar Mayer Wiener Dick comes in a package of 8 with fucking gravy and fuck.
Oh, look, there's Jeffy.
J-Man, what's good?
How is he still coming to school? Isn't he like 20?
All right, everyone, shut the shit up. I'm your substitute teacher today.
Wait, Jeffy's our substitute teacher?
You can't be our substitute teacher. Where's Jackie Chu?
Oh, the old teacher? He's in egg roll world getting lady boys. So he put me in charge. Yes, you guys gotta do everything I say.
I'm not doing what you say, you ugly helmet-wearing idiot.
That's it. You're wearing the tarp cap, and you're gonna go stand in the corner.
I am not wearing that tarp cap.
Yes, you are, Tartar Binks. You're not gonna stand on the corner.
I said I'm not doing it. You can't make me.
I will beat your fucking ass.
Well, come over and do it then.
All right, class. First lesson of the day. How to get your ass beat and wear a tarp cap.
You wear this tarp cap or he's gonna wear you.
Alright, that is going to be your new assignment. I didn't tell you to turn around! If you turn around again, I'm going to hit you, and I'm going to add more work to that hat! So you're going to stay in that corner for the rest of the year! Alright, now that the trash is taken out, we're going to get to the next order of business. We're going to call roll. I don't know any of you fuckers' names. So what you're going to do is you're going to stand up and tell me what you had for dinner 3 nights ago. And if you can't remember, you're going to join Tard in the corner.
I don't know what I ate 3 nights ago.
Bro, I don't eat every night, so we're good.
I think I had McDonald's.
Pretty yummy. What toy did you get?
It was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toy.
Oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle dick. A Teenage Turtle's mutated dick. How'd they get a toy out of that? Hey, Glasses Man, what'd you have for dinner?
Sauerkraut? I have it every night.
The fuck is that?
You know what? I'm tired of this game. I think I get the gist of who you all are. All right, so the first lesson that we're going to learn today is science. And the first lesson of science is, why my slinky do that? So I have my slinky right here, and I'm going to drop it, and you're going to tell me why it do that. So what the problem is when I drop this slinky doesn't fall to the ground until the top of my slinky reaches the bottom of the slinky. Allow me to demonstrate. Why it do that?
I don't get it. It just fell. You dropped it and hit the ground.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'm confused.
I know. It went pretty fast, so I'm going to do it again. Hey, I told you not to turn away from the corner. You stay in that corner right now. Alright, so now, let me demonstrate again with my slinky. If I hold the slinky all the way up here at the top of the chalkboard, the bottom of the slinky is down there. So if I drop the slinky, it doesn't fall until the top of my slinky reaches the bottom of my slinky. I'm going to drop it now, okay? 1, 2, 3, drop. Why you do that?
I still don't understand what's going on. I mean, you drop it, it hits the ground, so that's what's supposed to happen.
What are you trying to prove?
Yeah, I'm still not getting it.
I know it's hard to see in real life.
live. So what we're going to do is we're going to do it a third time. And this time someone's going to record it in slow motion on their phone so you can see what I'm talking about. What? Tarn, why don't you have your cap on?
You hit me with a globe and it fell off.
Well, then put it back on.
Fine.
I didn't try to leave the corner.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to get this blinky and someone come up here and record it on your phone.
Okay, I'm going to record it.
Okay, record this in slow motion. 1, 2, 3, go. All right, tell me someone got that shit. All right, so the slinky is just hovering there. And then when I drop it, it doesn't fall until the top of the slinky hits the bottom of the slinky. I hope no one's epileptic.
Yeah, it didn't fall until the top hit the bottom.
Wait, hold on, rewind it? That motherfucker looked! Oh, I'm going to beat his ass!
Did you fucking turn around when I dropped this slinky?
No.
I beat liars with pencil sharpeners.
I told you not to turn around!
Ow!
Alright, that was your science lesson on why slinkies do that. Now we're going to move on to history. So history is something that has happened in the past. So 10 months ago, I took my daddy's electric toothbrush, turned it on, and shoved it up my ass. And to this day, my daddy has not noticed, and he has not changed his toothbrush. And I do it every 2 months. So you're going to want to write this down. It's going to be on the test. This is how it's going to be worded. How many months ago did I start shoving my daddy's electric toothbrush up my ass and twirling it around? Second question, how clean's my asshole? Third question, why am I doing that? I don't know, does it feel good? Maybe. That's a hypotenuse. Write that down. It's gonna be like a math and a history question combo. It's like a bumpkin.
Hello, class. I'm Mrs. Bagley, your substitute teacher. I'm so sorry I'm late. My husband, Harold, fell off the front porch this morning, and I had to pick him up. And then he shit himself. Anyway, let's get started. Like I said, class, my name is Miss...
Wait, what the fuck are you doing? Stop it!
Stop
touching my board!
Well, who are you?
I'm the substitute teacher.
No, but I'm the substitute teacher. The school called me.
Well, they changed their mind.
What? But I drove 50 miles in the rain to get here.
Well, you can drive 50 miles in the rain to get back.
Oh, I'll never teach at this school again.
That's fine. I think we'll be all right. Hold on. I need to use you for my history lesson. All right, class. Now, she was alive during the dinosaurs. So go ahead and tell the class what the dinosaurs were like.
Oh, you're a naughty boy.
All right, class, new question that's going to be on the test. Why did that give me a chubby? Now we're going to move on to math. How old do you guys think she was? I think she's like pushing like 97.
She looked 72.
I'm going to say
80.
That's
60, dude. All good answers, but I think we're going to stick with mine of 97. So, in the future, if you ever find yourself needing to do the math, you can use AI like ChatGPT, Google that shit, or just use a calculator, okay? It's 2025. We don't need to do all that bullshit. All right, so let's go back to history, like the history pop quiz. How many months ago did I start shoving my daddy's electric toothbrush in my ass and twirling it around?
10 months.
Every 2 months.
Did I say every 2 months? Let me correct that. It's every 2 minutes. Actually in there right now. Let's get a whiff.
Who made Miss Bagley cry?
That one.
So, and that's my show and tell project. My electric toothbrush smelling.
Oh, what the fuck is that?
My ass.
Ew. So he was the one impersonating a substitute teacher?
That's the one.
Catch!
God damn it! Oh, you rascal! Oh, I'm gonna get you next time!
Do I still have to stand here?
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
It was fun.
Hey, Jeffy, have you seen my electric toothbrush?
No, I don't think I've seen that. Well, definitely keep an eye out.
Hey there, I'm here to arrest Jeffy.
Wait, why?
Oh, he impersonated a substitute teacher and then he beat up a kid.
He did what?
Oh, damn, Marvin, your breath smells like ass.
Wait, no, I brush my teeth twice a day, every day.
Well, how often do you switch out your toothbrush?
Well, I hadn't been for at least 10 months.
I will change it out, but Jeffy did not impersonate a substitute teacher.
Oh, he didn't? Well, guess I was wrong. Case closed, then. See you guys later.
Well, can you open up a new case? My toothbrush is missing.
Yeah, I can tell.
What? No, it just went missing today. I can't find it.
From my asshole.
So,
guys. What do you want to do today?
All right, guys. I've been on TikTok, and I got to ask. Who would win in a fight? 100 men or a gorilla?
Oh, the 100 men, easily. There's 100 of them.
Right? They will overwhelm that stupid-ass gorilla.
Oh, yeah. Easy question.
Guys, I don't think you understand how strong gorillas are.
I don't think you understand how strong 100 men are.
Yeah, like muscular-ass bodybuilders?
Well, it doesn't matter. A gorilla's like 10 times stronger than the average adult man.
Okay, so it would only take 11 men to kill him, because if he's 10 times stronger, the 11th man would be too much.
No, I don't think you understand. A gorilla can bench press like 4,000 pounds.
Okay, but well, I mean, I'm not asking your mom to fight the gorilla. Yeah, the gorilla would barely be able to lift your fat ass mom. But listen, the question was 100 men or a gorilla.
No, my point is if everybody runs at the gorilla's gonna flail around. He's gonna start hitting people and ripping people apart.
Okay, but you understand, the first few men might die, they might get killed, they might get hurt, but all those people are gonna start dogpiling that stupid ass gorilla. And he's like, ah, I'm dying, and then we snap his neck.
Mm. No, you guys know gorillas bite, right? Like their bite is stronger than a lion.
He won't bite all of them at once.
He won't be able to bite them when he's putting a full Nelson.
Ooh.
You're not going to put him in any kind of Nelson.
What if we call Liam Nelson? He has a certain set of skills. He can put him in a Nelson.
You mean Liam Neeson?
Yeah, he'll put him in a full Neeson.
No, there's not going to be any Neesons. The gorilla's going to kick their ass.
Listen, with the right roster of men, that gorilla's going down in 10 seconds.
Bro, I'm telling you, if we get John Jones, John Cena, John Travolta, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, and Papa John's, nigga, we unstoppable.
That's a lot of Johns.
And Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, of course.
Why Kim Jong-un?
Isn't he a good-ass leader?
Yeah, he'll make sure that gorilla starves to death and never has any rights.
I thought this was a fist fight.
Okay, we'll also bring in Tom Hanks.
What, Tom Hanks? What does he know about fighting gorillas?
He voiced Woody in Toy Story.
He knows a thing or two.
I don't see what that has to do with anything.
I really want to meet him, and so would the gorilla. He'd be starstruck.
Ooh, Quentin Tarantino. Oh, loving ass.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys are just naming celebrities you want to meet.
Okay, let me just break it down how easy that gorilla would die. Listen, this is how it happened.
Okay, what would happen is the 100 men would circle the gorilla, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Stone Cold Steve Austin would be leading the group. Stone Cold Steve Austin would give the gorilla a Stone Cold Stunner, and The Rock would follow up with the People's Elbow. And then John Cena would come out of nowhere because he's invisible and give the gorilla an attitude adjustment. And then all the men all at once would jump on the gorilla and dogpile him. The weight of all the humans would be too much for the gorilla, and while he was laying down on the ground, the men would choke him out, and the ref would come out of nowhere and go, 1, 2, 3, ding, 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 it's over, it's over. The 100 men easily win.
Dude, I couldn't have said it any better.
I like how John Cena's invisible. It seems like mostly you think these three wrestlers could kill a gorilla by themselves.
I mean, honestly, these three wrestlers probably could kill the gorilla. The other 97 men would just be there to cheer him on.
Yeah, and tire him out of shit.
Okay, let me tell you what would actually happen.
What would really happen is the gorilla would have a fucking field day. It would be like recess for him. The 100 men would run at the gorilla, and he would just swing his arms, knocking the men to the ground, and then he would jump on top of the men, crushing them and ripping their limbs off. He would never even give them a chance to dogpile on top of him because he would be so busy swinging his arms and biting men's faces off. It would be easy claps for the gorilla.
Oh, my bad, dude. Your story put me to sleep.
Yeah, we don't want to hear your fiction bullshit.
Fiction? That's what would really happen. It would be a bloodbath. Do you guys know that gorillas can run up to 25 miles an hour and jump 10 feet forward?
And we got Usain Bolt for his bitch ass.
The fastest man on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have Steph Curry, the greatest three-point shooter of all time.
Ooh, he gonna hurt his feelings when we shoot them threes.
Oh, my God. When he shoots a half court and swishes that bitch, that gorilla's gonna go, I'm done. I give up.
Walk out the damn gym.
Imagine if LeBron James one-on-one with the gorilla. It's over.
Okay. Easily.
Are we fighting or playing basketball?
Okay, think about this. Think about this, Cody. We literally have some of the biggest humans on the earth, like the most strongest men on the planet. Imagine the Eagles defense from the Super Bowl going after that gorilla. Oh, they'd bring his ass down. You saw what they did to Patrick Mahomes, right?
But Patrick Mahomes is not a gorilla.
The Eagles got to Mahomes without blitzing one time. It was 34-0 at one point.
Number one defense in the nation.
Okay, but that's football. This is a fist fight.
Okay, think about this. The 2014 Seahawks, the 2020 Buccaneers, and the 2024 Eagles all rushing that gorilla.
Bro,
done.
Bro, top tier.
Cam Chancellor from the Seahawks.
Even the legend himself.
Oh, my God. Even if you got Von Miller from the Broncos, done.
Bro, you're being greedy now.
I don't know who these people are.
Just know that gorilla would be mincemeat if these grown-ass men just looked at that goddamn gorilla.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I don't know who they are, but it doesn't matter because it's still a gorilla.
Oh, I don't give a shit, Cody. Listen, think about this. Honestly, with a good leader, us three could take down a gorilla.
Who, Kim Jong-un?
But no, me as the leader.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, listen, Cody, think about this. We are humans. We have thumbs and fingernails and eyes. What does a gorilla have?
But it has muscles and fangs. It can rip people apart with its bare hands. They do that all the time.
It doesn't speak English.
Yeah, we have English. We can literally roast his mom.
We're not going to argue with the gorilla. It's just going to kill us.
And we hurt his feelings. I'd be like, oh, where'd you get those? You ain't got no sneaks on.
What are those, little bitch?
Yeah, can a gorilla hit the Kwan?
It cannot hit the Kwan, and it doesn't know what a Kwan is. It doesn't care. Now
listen, Cody, think about this. This is my plan. If all three of us went after a gorilla, this is how we take down a gorilla. Joseph would jump on its back and claw its eyes out, right? Yeah. And it's going, oh, I can't see. Then you kick it in the nuts. And then when it's on the ground, writhing in pain, we grab its head, all three of us, and we snap its neck. Ooh. Oh, my God, we parade that gorilla around the town.
Yeah. We would never even hurt the gorilla. They're so big, and they're so strong, and their skin is so thick.
Okay, well, I could still bite it. It'd still hurt, even though you could bite his nuts.
I'm not going to bite a gorilla's nuts.
Aren't you into this, though?
Yeah.
Yet not on gorillas, though.
Okay, watch this. Let's go out in the woods, and if we see a gorilla, let's attack it.
Okay, we're not going to see a gorilla out in the wilderness in Florida.
I'm sure we will. Where else do you find gorillas?
I don't know. They live in, like, freaking Africa, Asia. I don't know.
Okay, and America. Oh, you just named off two countries that start with A.
Okay, one of those, they're not countries, okay, let's go look for a fucking gorilla. Okay. Why not? Fuck it, we're not gonna find one.
Guys, look! A real gorilla!
No way, dude! We actually found one!
Guys, the only reason I agreed to come out here is because I didn't think we'd actually find a gorilla. And now that I'm actually looking at one, I just want to go home.
Aw, man, come on, dude. Don't pussy out on us now.
Yeah, we have a plan, Cody.
Your plan is not gonna work.
Oh, come on, Cody. If a few humans could fight back on United 93, then we can kill a gorilla.
They were fighting terrorists that were humans.
With box cutters? This gorilla doesn't have a fucking box cutter, Cody.
He doesn't need a box cutter. He has fangs and muscles.
Our plan is perfect. Joseph's gonna jump on his back, mm-hmm. claw his eyes out, and then you're gonna kick him in the nuts, and when he's rolling on the ground...
Go on, Junior.
When he's rolling on the ground in pain from you kicking in the nuts, then we're all three gonna grab his head and snap his neck.
It's not gonna work, Junior. He's crazy strong.
Dude, my fingernails are sharp as fuck. I'm gonna scratch those eyes out.
Yeah, do it. Go.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Ooh, it's about to be Harambe Part 2 in this bitch. Say bye-bye to the mice.
Oh, Joseph, claw his eyes out.
He's fucking killing him, Junior.
Oh,
well, that's because he ripped him off, Joseph.
Oh, kick him in the eyes, Joseph. Kick him in the eyes. All right, Cody, go kick him in the nuts.
Fuck that!
Wait, Joseph didn't die for no reason, Cody. Stick to the plan. Kick him in the nuts so we can snap his neck. Go!
Hey, Mr. Gorilla. Oh, what's that up there? Is that Winnie the Pooh? Oh, shit. Junior, it has a vagina! It's a girl gorilla! That's why it's called Gorilla Grip!
Cody, I'm so sorry. We didn't plan for a girl gorilla, but I have another plan. If you go up and suck on her nipples, she'll think that you're one of her babies, and that can snap her neck.
Junior, she broke my ocular sockets and my nose with one fucking punch.
Well, look, you already took it like a man, right? You took it like a man, you already got bitched, so you can go do it again, okay? Go suck those nipples.
Baby want milky. Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I said you'd win.
Come on, Cody. You don't tell it you're going to suck its nipples.
Junior, take me to the fucking hospital. It just ripped my hair clean off.
Oh, Cody, your injuries aren't that bad.
They're pretty fucking bad, Junior. My whole body hurts. I think it broke every bone in my body.
We're not giving up now, Cody. Joseph didn't die for no reason.
No, Junior, this is exactly when we give up. Look at it. It's drinking a bottle of water. She didn't even break a fucking sweat.
Oh, okay, listen, Cody. Here's what we're going to do to her, okay? I have a new plan.
No. No more plans. I'm not going back over there.
No, I'm not asking you to fight her anymore. I think you go up to her and tell her that we give up. Say she won, all right?
She's not gonna listen, Junior. She's a fucking gorilla.
Listen, you're gonna tell her that she won, and while she's distracted talking to you, shaking your hand, I'm gonna jump on her back and claw her eyes off.
It's not gonna fucking work, Junior. It's not gonna fucking work.
Cody, just go tell her we give up. Go tell her we give up.
Hey there. So, you won. Congrats. I just wanted to tell you we give up now. So, yeah, you just destroy that water. Yeah, I would actually love some water.
Oh, sorry, Cody. Penelope texted me. I had to reply.
Thanks for the backup, Junior. Can we go home now?
Did she rip your face off?
Yes, she did.
Okay, well, we'll be back, and we're gonna kill you this next time.
No, because we're not coming back.
Yeah, we are coming back, because it's at 100 men versus a gorilla, not three kids. So when we come back, your ass is going down, because you ain't shit. You're just, I'm just kidding. Okay, Cody, I called you a doctor.
You know what's weird, Junior? This doesn't even hurt. I think the gorilla ripped out the part of my brain that handles pain. So I can't see, but at least it doesn't hurt. Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Holy cocksucking motherfucking shitballs, what the fuck? What happened to you? You want to tell him, Junior?
You know the question everyone's asking, who'd win in a fight, 100 men or a gorilla?
Oh, yeah, it's so stupid. The gorilla would obviously fuck them up. Oh, my God, don't tell me you idiots actually tried it. Oh, no, we tried something much stupider. We tried it with three people. Three people? What, do you guys have a death wish? Tell them what happened to Joseph, Junior.
So Joseph was supposed to jump on the back of the gorilla and claw its eyes out, and the gorilla, there was a female gorilla, and so we didn't plan for it to be a female.
And why does that matter?
Well, the females have smaller eyes.
Yeah, well, I don't have any eyes.
Well, listen, the gorilla grabbed Joseph and ripped his head off.
And what happened to you? Where are your injuries?
Oh!
He doesn't have any. Don't worry. He was coaching like Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, I was trying to be the leader of the group like Kim Jong-un.
Oh, and what went wrong, Junior?
See, he was a female gorilla. See, you were supposed to kick him in the nuts. It didn't have nuts. It had a puss.
Yeah, it was a female. That was the problem. Not that it was a fucking gorilla.
Okay, listen, honestly, now that I've seen the outcome, you know, it took Albert Einstein 1,000 times to make a light bulb.
Are you sure the gorilla didn't hit you in the head at least once? Because Albert Einstein didn't invent the fucking light bulb.
Well, what I'm saying is whoever made the light bulb, it took him a long time. It took him tries, right? It took multiple tries, and we had, we would have had 100 men easily. Like, the three guys, maybe we did it wrong, but
Maybe we did.
Yeah, so now looking at it now, I would do it differently. I think we could have definitely, like, all just jumped on the gorilla's back.
I wouldn't have done it at all. I think this whole thing was a mistake.
So who do you think would win in a fight? 100 men or a rhino?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably the rhino.
No, not if we all jumped on the rhino.
Shut the fuck up, Junior!
What do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Well, I think we should... Ooh, you hear that, Junior? My tummy's rumbling. That means it's grub time.
Yeah, I'm starving too, dude.
Yeah, I'm hungry too.
Well, you guys think we should go to McDonald's and get Happy Meals?
Oh, dude, yeah, that'd be fun.
But guys, we don't have a car.
Oh, yeah, and we can't drive.
I got a car.
Wait a minute. We want to go to McDonald's, and Jeffy has a car. Do you think maybe, perhaps, Jeffy could use his car to take us to McDonald's?
Do you think we should ask him?
I think we should. Hey, Jeffy, can you drive us to McDonald's in your car?
I don't know. I gotta ask my mommy and daddy for permission before I drive at night, because last time, I hit a moose.
How did he hit a moose in Florida?
Hey, Daddy!
Oh, hey, Jeffy, you're just in time for dinner. Eat your green beans.
Yucky!
Jeffy, eat your damn green beans.
Me not for to hunger time.
Well, if you're not hungry, then go to your room.
But Daddy, I was gonna ask you if I could go to McDonald's with my friends and get Happy Meals.
No, Jeffy, you know you can't drive at night, because last time you went driving at night, you hit a hippo.
I thought it was a moose.
It was a hippo pop a moose.
Jeffy, eat your damn green beans.
I gotta go pee.
No, if you go driving at night, then I'm gonna ground you.
Almost forgot.
Oh, ooh, you goober. Oh, you damn goober. You're grounded. Ooh, guys, Jeffy's coming. It seems like it's good news.
What'd your dad say?
My daddy said fuck no.
Aww.
But I'm gonna do it anyway.
Yay.
We just gotta go really fast so I don't get caught.
Yeah, we're gonna have to haul ass.
If that's one thing my pee-pee cruiser can do, it's haul ass. Let's go.
We got our Happy Meals! Now get home as fast as you can so your dad doesn't find out.
I'm gonna send you, Junior!
Yeah, go, 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 go!
Woohoo! Happy Meals!
Oh yeah, dude, I love my nuggies. Jeffy, that's a red light.
Shimmy!
That's a red light! Jeffy, you just ran a red light!
So?
That's against the law! You could go to jail!
It is?
Yeah!
Oh, no!
Ooh, Jeffy, you just ran a red light.
Who cares, dude? There's no cops around.
All right, guys, let's eat our Happy Meals.
I'm just glad we got back home without Jeffy's parents finding out.
Guys, do you think I'm gonna get in trouble for running that red light?
No, Jeffy, you already made it home safe. The cops can't find out now.
Yeah, dude, they can't pull you over at home.
Well, unless there was a red light camera on it.
What?
What's a red light camera?
Well, some red lights have a camera that takes a picture of your license plate when you run it.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Dude, that sounds like an invasion of our privacy, and Martin Luther King did not die for that.
I don't really see what that has to do with traffic.
So you're telling me that the camera took a picture of my car running through the red light?
Well, maybe, if there was a camera on it.
My mommy and daddy can't find out that I ran a red light or else I'm fucked.
Wait, guys, I have a solution. Why don't we just go steal the traffic light?
What?
Yeah, if we steal it, they can't get the footage of Jeffy running the red light and he can't get in trouble.
That's a good idea, Junior.
No, it's not a good idea, because he'll get in way more trouble for stealing a traffic light than just running a red light.
But if his parents find out he ran a red light, he'll get grounded and then we won't have anybody with a car that can drive us places, so we have to steal it.
But if he gets caught stealing a traffic light, he'll go to jail.
It's a risk we have to take, Cody, so let's go steal a traffic light. All in favor of stealing a traffic light, say aye.
Aye.
I don't know about this, dude. I think I'm gonna go home.
Wait, why?
Because I don't want to go to jail, bro. Thanks for the Happy Meal, though.
Oh. Well, guys, I guess it's the Three Musketeers now.
Nope, it's the Two Musketeers because I'm not doing it either.
Why, you don't feel good?
Yes, I don't feel good. I don't feel good about stealing a traffic light.
Okay, can you at least be lookout for the cops?
Okay, fine, but only because I don't want you guys to get in trouble. But if the cops do show up, I'm snitching on your bitch asses.
All right, come on, Jeff, let's go steal it. Leave your Happy Meal. What do you... Leave it.
Guys, I can't believe we just stole a fucking traffic light. That's so crazy. That's so cool, guys. We're like rebels, you know? Other people dream of doing stuff like that, but we actually went out there and did it, you know? We're like pirates. We just take shit. We see something we want, we just take it. It's so badass, right, guys? Right? It's so fucking cool. We're so cool, right? Right? You know, right?
Yeah, we got away with it.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah, you know, we should steal more stuff. I can't believe it. Like, it belonged to somebody else, and now it's ours, and we didn't even pay for it. That's so fucking cool.
Cody, you were the most against stealing that traffic light.
I know, but now that we got away with it, I want to steal more things. That's awesome.
Jeffy! Oh, Jeffy, I think your dad's coming.
Oh, no, we're going to get in so much trouble. Why did we even do this?
Oh, no, guys, hurry up and take the traffic light and hide it in my room.
Oh, Cody, hide in his room. Go on.
No.
Jeffy!
Oh, candy cane dick. Does a U-turn.
Jeffy, I cannot believe you threw your green beans at dinner.
I'm sorry, Danny, it slipped.
No, it didn't. You did it on purpose. Where did these Happy Meals come from?
They're Junior Joseph and Cody's. And that's why I wanted to go to McDonald's, because I wanted my own, because I was jealous.
That better be the truth, mister.
It is.
All right. Well, you go to your room.
Yes, sir.
Marvin, these Happy Meals aren't eaten. Oh, look! Chicken Nuggies!
Baby, no, you can't eat that. We just ate a healthy dinner.
But Marvin, can I just have one Cheeky Nuggie?
No.
What about a Frenchie Fry?
No, baby, we already had a can of green beans each. It's healthy.
Marvin, that is not a real dinner.
Well, Popeye the Sailor Man, he eats a can of green beans.
That's spinach!
Well, listen, we cannot break our diet, okay? We're on a strict diet. Now, I'm gonna go make sure Jeffy's in bed. Do not eat any of that Happy Meal.
Hmm.
All right, Jeffy, we tried to cover up the traffic light the best we could.
It's okay. My daddy doesn't suspect a thing.
Jeffy, I think your dad's coming.
Oh, no, you guys gotta hide!
Yeah. Jeffy, are you in bed?
Yeah.
Why are you under the covers?
Because it's sleeping time.
Let me see your face. I want to make sure it's you. Let me see your face, Jeffy. All right, just making sure. Good night, Jeffy.
Good night, Daddy.
Wait a minute. What is that?
It's my nightlight.
Is that a traffic light? Jeffy, why is there a traffic light in your bed? How'd it get in your bed?
Danny, can I be the most honest with you that I've ever been?
Yes.
I honestly don't know how the fuck that traffic light got in his bed.
Jeffy, it does not make any sense. Traffic lights just don't appear in bed. Traffic lights are not meant for beds.
Well, that's what I was thinking. When I got to the bed, I pulled back the sheets. Fucking traffic light. I said, okay, I guess this is what we're doing. So I doubled down and I got into bed.
Jeffy, be honest with me. How did that traffic light get in your bed?
I don't know. Maybe it's a traffic light tooth fairy or some shit going around putting traffic lights in people's beds. Oh, tooth fairy dick. Covered in teeth with wings. Spits out quarters and shit.
Jeffy, what are you even talking about?
Honestly, Daddy, I don't even know.
So you're telling me you swear you don't know where that traffic light came from?
Daddy, I swear on my extra chromosome, I don't know where that fucking traffic light came from.
All right, so I'm going to investigate this and find out where it came from.
I think you should, too.
All right, you better not be lying to me.
All right, Daddy.
Oh, Marvin, I swear I wasn't eating the chicken nuggets. I just wanted to smell them.
Listen, we have a bigger problem on our hands. Jeffy has a traffic light in his bed.
What?
A traffic light. You know, the green light, yellow light, red light?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
So I'm calling the cops to report it.
911, what's your emergency?
Yes, my son has a traffic light in his bed.
What?
A traffic light. You know the thing that makes your car stop and go?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's in his bed. The black dangly thing.
Wait, I'm sorry. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
The black dangly thing. It's in my son's bed. A traffic light.
Okay, yeah, I know what traffic light is, but how to get in his bed?
I don't know. He said a traffic light tooth fairy put it there.
Okay, well, it sounds like you might be on drugs.
I'm not on drugs. I saw the traffic light in my son's bed.
Okay, well, listen, buddy. I'm gonna hang up now and pretend this conversation never happened.
No. Listen. It's a red light, green light, but in my son's bed.
Okay, well, listen. If she says red light, just stop, okay? Otherwise, you and I might be talking under different circumstances.
Well, no. It's not like a... He didn't believe me.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, UK. A haunted red light monster has been arrested for getting up and walking away from its intersection, ultimately leading into the deadly car accident that occurred earlier today.
Oh, baby, you don't think...
Huh?
Jeffy killed those people by stealing that traffic light.
What?
Yeah, he killed those people because he stole the traffic light. He caused that accident to happen. Jeffy's gonna go to jail.
Oh, no, Jeffy!
Who's that? Hello?
Hey there, police.
Oh, the police, what are you doing here?
Well, you just called me a minute ago about your son having a traffic light in his bed, and then there was just a deadly car accident due to a missing traffic light, so it was kind of like putting together a two-piece puzzle. It was pretty simple.
Oh, I don't think those things are related at all.
Yeah, I would be really shocked if they weren't.
I'm talking really fucking shocked. Like, I would actually bet my left nut that they are, in fact, related. And that's actually my favorite nut because it hangs just slightly lower than the other one.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm going to come in and just try to, you know, knock this out, you know, see if someone's going to jail. I think they are. I think they're fucking going to jail. Come on, let's rock this shit. Well, 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 am I good at my job or what? Boom, traffic light. Boom, there's a missing traffic light. Boom, it's right here in your bed. Boom, case closed. You know, I'm really excited because the chief gives us a Tootsie Pop every time we get an open and shut case, and this case is shut! So who am I arresting first?
Well, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me either.
Ugh, I forgot. I gotta actually prove you guys did it. God, I hate this part. It's always so hard. And I can't check for fingerprints because, of course, you touched it. It was a traffic light in your bed. I touch it, too. Actually, I've never even touched a traffic light. Now I've touched it. That was pretty cool. Now what?
Well, it wasn't me, and Jeffy said it just appeared in his bed.
I can't even check the traffic light cameras because there isn't one.
Wait, there's no red light camera on it?
No, not on this one.
Oh, so it didn't see me run the red light.
Wait, so you ran this red light and then it just showed up in your bed?
Yeah, it must have been mad that I ran the red light and it followed me all the way home.
Well, red lights can't follow you home. Unless it's some kind of haunted red light monster.
Well, it would make sense if it was haunted, because why else would it leave its spot and cause that deadly car accident? That sounds pretty haunted to me.
Oh my god, you're right. That's exactly what a haunted red light monster would do.
And it touched my butthole.
Okay, we can add that to the list of charges. It's breaking and entering, and then it came into your bed.
And my ass.
All right, that's it. You're under arrest, red light monster. You're coming with me. Freaking heavy. Jesus. Could you lift that in? This sucks.
Breaking news, UK. A haunted red light monster has been arrested for getting up and walking away from its intersection, ultimately leading into the deadly car accident that occurred earlier today.
Marvin, I'm so glad that haunted traffic light is behind bars.
It can't hurt anyone else anymore.
Justice has been served.
Jeffy, how's your butt feeling?
Prolapsed and leaking.
Well, Jeffy, that traffic light is behind bars, so you let me know if there's ever another traffic light in your bed.
I will, Daddy, and I'll scream to him. I'll be like, Daddy, come quick! There's your traffic light in my bed!
Okay, good. Baby, where are those chicken nuggets that were in that box?
Well, Marvin, I know what you're thinking, but I did not eat them, okay? I was going to eat them, but they ran away because they were haunted chicken nuggets.
Baby, that is the worst lie I've ever heard. Chicken nuggets cannot get up and run away, and chicken nuggets can't be haunted.
But Marvin, it's true!
Don't lie to me. You're teaching Jeffy how to lie, because right now, Jeffy's been telling the truth for a while now, and you're going to teach him how to lie. So you better own up to it.
You're right, Marvin. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't lie. You'd be more like Jeffy. Tell the truth.
Yeah, I'm a truther. I've been truthing around this bitch all day.
Nothing gets past you, Marvin.
Nope, nothing gets past me. I'm smart. Yeah, I know everything. What are you doing, baby?
I'm making snowflakes with Jeffy.
Oh, those look so good.
Thank you.
How does yours look, Jeffy?
Mine look like dick.
What, Jeffy, you made it look like dick.
You said my snowflakes look like dick.
Marvin, that's mean.
No, he literally cut out the word dick on his. And what is this supposed to be?
Penises.
Jeffy! They're throwing at the door. I'll get it.
Hello?
Knock, knock.
Hello?
What do you mean, hello? I said knock, knock. You're supposed to say who's there.
But I already see you. I know who's there.
I was doing a knock, knock joke.
But you rang the doorbell, and I already opened the door.
That's why I said knock, knock. Have you never done a knock, knock joke before?
Not at my actual door.
Just let me in. You ruined my joke.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was the cop.
Shut up. Let me tell it a joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
No bell.
No bell who?
No bell. That's why I knocked.
But we have a doorbell, and he rang it.
You keep ruining my jokes. Okay, fine. Here's another one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Haywood.
Haywood who?
Haywood, you blow me. See, he liked it.
Why are you here?
Well, it's sad boy hours, because I just found out I'm going to jail for 21 days.
But you're a cop. You can go to jail?
Yeah, surprisingly, cops can break laws, too. Yeah, I got a DUI again for the sixth time.
And you're going to go to jail for it?
Yeah. They plastered the video of it all over the news. So whatever you do, please don't watch the news.
Baby, turn on the news.
Aw.
Breaking news, okay? A police officer was arrested for a DUI and thought he was above the law. We have the shocking body cam footage here.
Shit, shit.
Hey, mate, you been drinking tonight?
Hey, you can't pull me over, okay? I'm a cop.
I pull people over, not you.
How much have you had to drink tonight?
I have only had 6 beers, but they come in a pack of 6. So basically 1, so you can't arrest me.
You're not making this easy on me, mate. You know my body cam's on.
Oh, the body cam. Where was your body cam? Is that it? Hey, body cam. Fuck you, okay? I do what I want. I'm above the law.
Oh, man, you know I'm going to have to place you under arrest. Go ahead and step out of the vehicle.
I'm going to run.
Please don't.
I'm going to do it. Here I go. No,
no. Mate, you're not going anywhere. You know the car's in park.
Shit. Well,
yeah, you're under arrest.
I guess you got me.
Oh, wow, you were ugly, disgusting drunk.
Yeah, well, your snowflake looks like dick.
You said my snowflake looks like dick!
It was his snowflake, not mine.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Your joke's not funny anymore.
Aw, now we're all sad.
So why are you here telling us you're going to jail?
Well, there is a problem, because I mean, this is a video after all. So the judge sentenced me to 21 days in jail, and he gave me this go-to-jail card. See, it says, go to jail, go directly to jail, do not pass go, do not collect any cash. So I've been suspended without pay, and I have to report to jail tomorrow. Of course, I already told my wife I had to go to jail today. My problem is, I'm going to be in jail on Christmas, and now I'm worried I might not get any presents from Santa. So I was thinking I could spend the night here and maybe go up to the North Pole and try to trick Santa into thinking Christmas is tonight so I can get my presents early.
But won't you be on the naughty list because of the DUIs?
Oh, I don't think Santa cares about some DUIs. I mean, the song says you better not pout, you better not cry, not you better not get a DUI.
But it also says be good for goodness sake, and DUIs are bad.
Well, that's why when I'm in the North Pole, I can put my name on the nice list.
You're not sad that you're not going to see your wife or daughter on Christmas?
Hell no. I suck at giving gifts anyway. I'm only good at receiving them. Like oral. Yeah, last year I gave my daughter a Blu-ray copy of the movie Zephora, because she wanted Sephora, you know, like the makeup, and I got confused. So on Christmas, we all sat around watching Zephora, and we were all really disappointed, both by the movie and my mistake. And I also gave my wife some pretty bad pop.
Oh, so you have to go to the North Pole?
Well, I wanted you to come with me.
Oh, can I go?
Yeah, sure. The more the merrier. Everybody can come.
Can I come?
No! Fuck you! Come on, guys. Let's go.
Okay.
Here you go, Santa.
Huh?
I brought you your milk and cookies for dinner.
Oh, thanks, Pepper. Where's my chocolate chip cookies?
Well, this is Oreos. It's Milk's favorite cookie.
It's not my favorite. And what the hell is this? 2% reduced fat?
Well, you've been gaining a lot of weight, Santa.
I know I've been gaining some weight, and plus, you know I'm lactose intolerant.
Good one, Santa.
Pepper, you're a weird little fucker, but I like you.
Santa, it's time to check your list.
Oh, I hate checking the list.
But Santa, you gotta check it twice.
Okay. It's all there.
Santa, you gotta check it twice.
Okay.
Santa, you didn't really check it.
That better?
You didn't look.
I'm having my milk and cookies.
But Santa, the letters from the children came in for Christmas.
The deadline's already passed. They're going to get what they get.
Can I have a cookie, Santa?
Oh, sure, Pepper. Go ahead.
Thank you. Oh, the darn thing's stuck. I hate when it gets stuck. I don't want to rip it, because then the cookies will go stale. I almost got it. Hold on. Sorry, Santa.
Come on, Pepper, hurry up.
Yeah, I think I'm getting it. It's coming along.
All right, time's up, Pepper.
Aww. Wow, Santa, you're so strong.
Look, there's Santa. He's eating his milk and cookies. And look, there's the Naughty or Nice book. Now I just need somebody to distract him while I check and see if my name is on the nice list. If not, I'll add it.
How are we going to distract Santa Claus?
I got an idea.
Pepper, these cookies taste like shit. I think they're expired.
No, I just put one in my ass. You just got the wrong cookie.
Pepper, you're a weird little fucker, but I like you.
Hey, Santa, I just subscribed to Mrs. Claus's OnlyFans.
What? Let me see that. Come on, elves.
Quick, Marvin, pass me the book.
Here you go.
Let me see. Let me check Naughty first. Oh, no, I'm right there. I'm number 4.
Wait a minute. I'm on the naughty list, too?
No, Marvin, we didn't come here to fix yours. You still have until Christmas to be nice. I'm going to jail. Hold on, let me just scratch this out.
Okay, now I gotta put it in nice.
Okay, I'll be the lookout.
Okay, I added my name to the nice list. Well, actually, I spelled my name wrong the first time, because I'm dyslexic. But now all we have to do is convince Santa that tonight is Christmas so he delivers my presents.
Hey, you're messing with the naughty on nice list, Santa!
Jumper, Marvin!
What, Jumper?
Yes, get her! Marvin, why the hell are you wearing that elf suit?
I was thinking that I could dress like an elf and tell Santa that tonight's Christmas and he'll believe me.
Oh, good idea, Marvin. Wish I thought of that. Oh, shit, he's coming. I'll hide under the table.
Oh, I can't believe Mrs. Claus created an OnlyFans page and only charging $4 to see pictures of her hoo-ha. You can get a 4 for $4 at Wendy's for that. Probably tastes better and a little less fishy.
Ha ha ha, funny, Santa.
Where's your glasses, Pepper?
I dropped them on the ground.
Oh. Hopefully you didn't stick this one in your ass, too.
What? Nope, not that one.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, tonight's Christmas.
What?
Yeah, like tonight's Christmas. Like, tonight's the night you have to go deliver the present.
But the reindeer are not even ready. And Rudolph's getting neutered, and he's got balls big as shit.
Well, I guess you gotta deliver the presents without Rudolph.
Well, I guess so. Watch out, New York City.
Okay.
Let me get the sleigh.
Good idea, Marvin. Let's get back home.
I didn't know Santa made 9/11 jokes.
What are you doing, Santa?
Loading the gifts on the sleigh to deliver tonight.
Santa, are you feeling okay? Christmas isn't for another 2 weeks.
But you told me Christmas was tonight.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Peppermint, don't lie to me, because I'll bend you over my knee and spank you.
I wish I lied to you, Santa, but I didn't.
Well, who did?
I don't know. Let me check the security cameras. Oh, it looks like some guy broke in and wrote his name in your book.
What? Brooklyn? And he added it to the nice list. I'm gonna teach him a lesson.
Oh, teach me a lesson, Santa. Bend me over and spank me like a naughty schoolboy.
Peppermint, you're a naughty fucker, but I love you.
Oh my God, Marvin, I can't believe that actually worked.
It did?
Yeah, I put my name in the nice list, so now Santa's gonna come deliver presents tonight. Hey, do you guys have any pajamas? I'm just so excited. I wanna go to sleep right now so Santa comes.
Why do you need pajamas?
Well, I don't wanna sleep in my cop uniform. I gotta sleep in something loose, cause I get raging morning wood and it hurts.
Oh, I don't think I have pajamas that are your size.
What size is that? Fat?
No, I wasn't calling you fat. I just don't know if we're the same size.
What were you calling me then?
I wasn't calling you anything.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can make it up to me by spooning me.
I'm not gonna spoon you.
Well, I was gonna be the big spoon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What?
Good night.
Good night. Get over here. Think you can go to bed all caked up like I ain't got a sweet tooth? Like I ain't trying to get a cavity? What you thought this was, man?
What?
Nothing, just kidding.
What are you doing?
What, you hear that? I think that's Santa Claus.
It does sound like Santa Claus.
Let's go check. Oh, Marvin, look at that. It's Santa Claus. And look at all those presents. They're all for me.
Well, actually, he thinks it's Christmas, so there's presents for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Well, most of them have got to be for me, because I'm on the nice list. But you're not, so you're not getting any presents.
I forgot I'm on the naughty list.
Man, he is really taking a sweet time with those presents, huh? Well, he's got a fat dumpy, though. Oh, no, he's just scratching his ass. Hurry up! Oh, he's gone. Okay, present time. Oh, look at all these presents. Oh, this big one has to be for me.
No, it's not for you.
And what about these down here?
No, none of these are for you either.
And where are my presents?
Look, this one says Brooklyn guy.
Mine, back off. Oh, I can't wait to see what it is. It could be anything. I had so many things on my list. It could be an Applebee's gift card. It could be a Denny's gift card. A Chili's gift card. Or maybe it's a weighted blanket so I feel trapped yet comfortable. Oh, and I gotta check. Oh, let me see. What? Coal?
Why'd he give you coal?
I don't know. How is this possible? I put my name on the nice list.
Look behind you.
Oh, fuck you, Brooklyn!
Oh, well, now I guess I know what they mean when they say he knows if you've been bad or good. I guess he found out I put my name on the nice list. Well,
I
guess,
be okay.
I guess I'll go to jail sad now.
Well, I have a gift for you.
Yeah? What is it? Wait, what's that? What? A get-out-of-jail-free card? Marvin, this is the best Christmas gift of all. Not going to prison.
Jaffy, are you ready to go trick-or-treating?
Jeffy, what's your costume supposed to be?
I think I'm the stuff that comes out of your wiener when you play with it too much.
Jeffy, stop it. You're a ghost.
Boobies.
Oh, I thought you were a marshmallow.
No, I'm definitely jizz.
Jeffy, stop it. You're a ghost. Stop saying that.
Well, I'm the Tooth Fairy.
I knew it.
No, she's not the real Tooth Fairy. She's dressed like the Tooth Fairy.
No, she's the Tooth Fairy, and you're the Easter Bunny. And Santa Claus.
No, I'm Reese's.
Reese's?
No, I'm Reese's, like the candy. And if you eat too much of me, you lose your teeth, and then she comes and gets you.
I'm the C word that you said.
Jeffy, knock it off. Stop saying that. Just tell people you're like a happy little tooth.
Okay, but I'm not. I'm definitely splooged.
Jeffy, if you say that again, we're not going trick-or-treating.
Okay, I'll stop.
All right, let's go trick-or-treating, guys. So, guys, you ready to go trick-or-treating?
Yeah, dude!
Wait, Cody, what are you and Ken supposed to be?
Well, obviously, I'm a pencil and Ken is paper, because I put my graphite all over him. Like, I rub my tip on him. Because it looks like a dong. We thought that'd be cute.
I'm a cow!
Nice cow costume, Penelope.
Thanks!
Okay, I guess me and Ken will just go fuck ourselves.
Joseph, what are you supposed to be?
See, the costume said a happy feast, so I was expecting 10 toes on that motherfucker, but nope! Guess what I am? A penguin!
Well, you haven't seen the movie Happy Feet, Joseph?
No, it's about feet.
Well, it's about penguins.
See, that's what I'm talking about! The false advertisement! Happy Feet! I'm expecting Margot Robbie's feet to be on that bitch!
Yeah, I guess that would make a lot more sense. I mean, I don't know why they called the movie Happy Feet, like... Penguins don't even have feet. They have flippers.
Right. Call it happy flippers.
Yeah. So, guys, what do you think I'm supposed to be?
Are you Donald Trump?
I am Donald Trump. How'd you know?
From the hair and the ear.
Yeah. Build the wall.
Yeah, that's his logo.
Yeah. Kamala Harris is for they, them. Trump is for the working class.
Junior, are you just repeating stuff you heard in the commercials?
Apparently, yeah. I mean, he approved that message, so that's true.
Yeah, he did say I approve this message.
Wait a minute, Penelope. You didn't tell me you were dressing up as Cody's mom for Halloween.
Yep, there it is. I thought you forgot for a second.
You would think I would forget your mom's a big, fat, ugly cow.
Ooh, roast that.
And that's something Donald Trump would say.
Yeah, he very well might do.
He doesn't like women, I think.
No, it's,
something
it's true.
Something about grabbing pussy. Right, guys, let's go trick-or-treating.
Yay!
All right, Jeffy, knock on the door and say trick-or-treat.
Hi-ya!
Say it, Jeffy. Sorry, he's shy. Jeffy, say it.
Trick-or-treat, smell my dick, give me something sweet to lick.
Jeffy!
Wow, that's a new one. I've never heard that one before.
He meant trick-or-treat. Are you supposed to be the Karate Kid?
No, I'm actually Tom Brady's ex-wife's jiu-jitsu instructor that got her pregnant.
And I'm Giselle. I'm Tom Brady's ex-wife. I left him after he won 7 Super Bowls, and I hooked up with my jiu-jitsu instructor, who I paid to cream pie me.
Yep, it's true, Marvin. You know what's crazy? She's worth $400 million, and he's just some random nobody, and he gets to cream pie. Isn't that crazy, Marvin? She paid for dick. And you know what else is crazy? That kid's gonna grow up with Tom Brady's kids, and he's gonna be like, wow, my dad's Tom Brady? No, shithead. And Marvin, get this, that means when they hired the jiu-jitsu instructor, Tom Brady had to shake that guy's hand and be like, oh, okay, you're gonna teach my wife how to be a ninja, huh? I'm gonna go out there and win Super Bowls. And meanwhile, that jiu-jitsu instructor? Just cream it, Marvin. Just cream it. The luckiest man in the world. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is absolutely crazy.
What's Jeffy supposed to be?
A blown load.
Oh, yeah, that's what I did in Tom Brady's ex-wife.
Okay, well, do you have any candy for Jeffy?
Oh, yeah, let me go grab that. Hey, who likes Skittles, huh?
Me.
All right, let me just give you some of those. Random blue Skittles for you. But not too many, because I like Skittles, too.
So, Jeffy, what do you say?
Babu, bap, bap, babu.
Okay, happy Halloween to you, too. Or as the jiu-jitsu instructor would say, happy Hallow Cream Pie in a rich woman.
All right, guys, it's the first house of the night, which means we're going to get the most candy here, because Halloween just started.
Oh, yeah, dude, let's stack up all the candy. Yeah.
All right.
Hello?
Trick or treat.
Ah! Hey, Kurt, there's a bunch of devil worshippers at our front door.
I'm coming, honey, I'm coming, and I brought the Bible. What do you devil worshippers want?
Devil worshippers? We just want a trick or treat.
Yeah, we just want candy.
Yeah.
Do you kids not know that Halloween is actually Satan's birthday, and every year he celebrates it by handing out candy so he can eat your genitals?
He sure does.
I don't think that's right.
All right, Mr. Smarty Pants, we'll turn your Bible to page Peter Beer Pumpkin Eater, chapter 5, verse 8. It says, be alert, be on watch. Your enemy, the devil, roams around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. He's talking about your dick. He wants to eat it.
I don't know if I want candy anymore, dude.
That's right. You don't want candy.
Candy leads to worse things like drugs.
That's right. You can go from candy mouth to meth mouth.
It's messed up.
It is, honey. And don't even get me started on the Three Musketeers. Don't you dare eat it. Ain't nothing straight about three men making a candy bar. It's more like the Three Musketeers.
Well, I'm gay.
Oh, you are, huh? You must have eaten one of those Three Musketeers. So get the fuck out of my face before I call the cops. You can't eat in games.
Be gone, Satan!
What was that about, Cody?
I don't know. They're just fucking weird.
Is Halloween really Satan's birthday?
No, let's go to a different house.
Can you fix my hair? It's falling off.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, guys, this house looks huge. We're going to get huge amounts of candy. They're going to hand out the most candy anyone's ever seen before. The Haitians are not going to eat this candy because it's not cats or dogs. That's a really crappy devil costume. The crappiest devil costume I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah? Check this out. Ah! Yes, that's right. I'm the devil dressed as the devil.
Why would you dress as yourself?
Because it's my birthday. Anybody going to say happy birthday to the devil?
Happy birthday to the devil.
Thank you.
Trick or treat, can we have candy?
Oh, well, I only give candy to bad kids who say cuss words.
Well, shit.
Oh, there you go. You've earned a bar of soap, young man. Wash your mouth out.
Wait, that's not candy.
I can't eat a bar of soap.
Oh, sure you can. You can eat anything. Tide Pods, thumbtacks, who gives a shit?
We want real candy.
Well, I don't have any. How evil.
This is the worst deal of all deals, the worstest deal I've ever seen.
You're really committed to that character, dude.
Let's just try another house. Mm. All right, Jeffy, it's your second house, so maybe you can get some more candy.
You got a nigga in me. You got a nigga in me.
To infinity and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're Woody and Buzz.
Yeah, I want my old lady gives me.
God damn it. I'm what my toy does.
Yeah, hold my hat, baby. Jeez. Okay. Yeah.
So, Jeffy, say the thing.
Say what?
Trick or treat.
Which one?
Say trick or treat.
I know, but which one? Trick or treat?
Say it.
All right, screw it. Trick.
Okay, so I'm assuming this is first time trick or treating.
Yeah, can you just please give him some candy so we can leave?
Yeah, I can get you some candy. But what is he?
Ejaculate.
Oh, my old lady know all about that. Yeah, she has all types of things that she
got. No, he's not that. He's a ghost.
Oh, a ghost? Oh, that's cool, too.
Oh, KKK.
Hey, what the hell did you just say? I know that KKK ain't trying to get no damn candy at this black household.
No, that's not what he was saying. He's a ghost.
No, my daddy taught me because he's a racist.
Oh, we got racists at our household, Judas. Do you see this?
No, I'm a racist.
Nah, you're a racist. I know he is a racist. He's trying to stand down on his belief.
No,
ooh, I know it. Oh, I'm going to beat your ass right now. I'm going to beat you to Anticum.
Oh, wow, guys, look, a haunted house. We should totally go in it. I bet it's huge and scary and huge. If we go in there and there's videos of me losing the election, that'd be so scary because that's not going to happen because I'm going to win. Kamala can't win it. I'm going to win it because it's going to be such a huge win.
Dude, fucking stop.
I was just trying to be Donald Trump.
I know.
Dude, what is Happy Feet saying?
Nothing, because there's no character in the movie named Happy Feet.
What? Who's Happy Feet then?
It's just called that because the penguins dance.
What? So there's no character named Happy Feet?
No.
Bro, I am tired of this penguin propaganda. This bullshit.
Didn't they make a sequel to it?
Yeah, but the director said he'd rather die than make a third one.
I don't blame him.
That at all.
He really said he'd rather die?
Yeah, he didn't want to make it.
He probably thought Margot Robbie should have been in the movie.
I don't think so. I think that was before she was famous.
Yeah. They should make a Happy Foot 3, and it's just Margot Robbie's feet the whole time.
Thank you. Somebody agrees with me.
So let's go inside the haunted house. Come on, Penelope.
No, Junior. I'm scared. I don't want to go.
Be a good cow. Be a good Cody's mom and come inside.
Yeah, move that ass.
Junior, please don't make me go through here. I don't like haunted houses.
There's nothing scary. You're wrong. I've been through this a million times. Nothing can scare me. I'm Donald Trump. Look at this. Look, there's a meteorite.
Junior, I think that's supposed to be guts and stuff.
It's not guts, it's a meteor from Mars. I was there. Run. Listen, Penelope, there's literally nothing scary about this haunted house. There's nothing scary at all.
Wow, Junior, you were right. That wasn't even scary.
Yeah, that shit was weak.
Yeah, it was for little kids, dude.
Yes, that thing was very lame. It was very Kamala Harris in there. It was very Democrats in there.
Well, we should go again.
Oh, yeah, we should go again and make fun of it the whole time.
Oh, yeah, definitely, dude.
No, I don't want to go back in there.
Why, Junior? Were you actually scared?
No. I was Sleepy Joe in there. I was falling asleep. I was fake ballots in there.
We heard you screaming.
Well, I was screaming to try to make Penelope scared. That's what I was screaming about.
All right, well, let's go again.
Yeah.
Wrong. I don't want to go in there. I got to focus on the election.
I think he's actually scared.
Wrong. Wrong. Wrong.
Donald Trump.
Okay, fine, I'm scared, I'm going home.
Oh, what a baby. Marvin, why are we at a gas station?
Because I'm going to buy Jeff his candy so we don't have to trick-or-treat anymore.
Aw, Marvin, that's so fun.
You want to know what's also not fun? Getting beat up and being called racist for wearing a Reese's costume.
Well, Marvin, you chose your costume.
Now I know damn well I don't hear no racists in this damn gas station.
It's true, he's right there.
Oh, I guess he did not have enough. I'm going to beat his ass again.
But oh, my God, there's cameras.
Yeah, I don't give a damn about no cameras. Take that. Yeah, you got a freedom.
Help!
Today is the last day of school before Christmas break, so we're gonna have a free day today.
We got a free day?
No work?
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
You spelled break wrong.
No, I didn't. That's how you spell break.
It's spelled B-R-E-A-K.
That's how you spell break if you broke something. This is how you spell break if something is stopping, like how a car uses its brakes to stop. This is a Christmas break because we are stopping school for your Christmas vacation.
That's not how that works, but okay.
I'm the teacher, Cody, not you. The teacher is always right.
But you're wrong.
All right, Crass, that's it. Since Cody want to be a smartass, you're going to have homework over Christmas break. I'm going to go prepare a packet.
Good going, Four Eyes.
Yeah, you flippin' nerd.
Sorry, guys. Whenever someone makes a spelling mistake, I have to just keep pushing and pushing until it ruins everyone's day.
I frickin' hate you, Cody. You frickin' fricker. I want to frick your mom. So, Penelope, what do you want to do during Christmas break?
Other than a shit ton of homework?
Sorry.
Well, Junior, I was really hoping we could spend time together on Christmas Day.
Oh, well, do you, like, want a Christmas gift or something? Because I haven't got you anything.
Yeah, I want a Christmas present. I got you something.
Junior, Christmas is in less than a week.
Well, the stores are still open, so I can go get you a gift today. What do you want?
I really want something, but it's really expensive.
What is it?
A Harry Poupon necklace.
Harry Poupon?
What the fuck? You think my nigga Rich Rich?
What's a Harry Poupon necklace?
Junior, Harry Poupon is the most name-brand show-off expensive necklace there is. All the white girls want one.
Yep.
Well, how expensive is it?
Well, in funky rap terms, shit, about a band or two.
Sounds about right. Lil Wayne did say I'm richer than a bitch without the Harry Poupon.
Yeah, he did say that. Lil Wayne does love Harry Poupon necklaces.
$1,000 to $2,000 for a necklace?
You don't have to get it for me, but I really want it. And think about this, Junior. If you got me something like that, I could, like, never break up with you, because what other boyfriend could get me something like that?
I mean, you could never break up with me if I got it for you. It's like an investment. That's so much homework. Thanks, Cody.
Sorry.
I threw my shit away, dude. I'm not doing homework on Christmas. I'm already on Christmas break.
You're right. I'm gonna look at these Harry Poupon necklaces.
Junior, you're not actually gonna buy one of those, are you?
I might get her one of the cheap ones. Like, look, this one's only $930.
Dude, you can't see that pebble. It's so small. She's not gonna like that.
Well, how about I get her the $2,500 one?
How are you gonna even afford that?
I was thinking I could steal my dad's credit card and buy the necklace, and hopefully he doesn't see the charge until after I give her the necklace. But by that time, she'll be my property.
Junior, you're not gonna own her just because you bought her a necklace.
She said if I buy her this necklace, she'll never leave me.
Dude, she's not an indentured servant.
Yeah, she can say anything. It doesn't mean it's true. She could still leave you.
Well, I'll tell her, look, I'll only give you this necklace if you sign this contract saying I own you.
Okay, well, even if she agreed to do that, it's not legal to own a person.
Well, what stupid idiot would make that rule?
Abraham Lincoln?
Why'd he do that? Oh! I guess he made a good decision.
I guess? What do you mean? I guess we just guess it now?
Look, let's just go back to the Harry Poupon. So if I buy her this necklace, it would be stupid because she could just leave me anyway?
Yes.
Okay, so then I should test her loyalty before I spend so much money on a Christmas gift.
What, how are you going to do that?
I'll hire a really hot guy to ask Penelope for her number, and if she gives her number, she's a cheating bitch, and I won't give her the necklace.
Ooh, I like this plan, dude.
I don't know. This doesn't seem fair to Penelope.
Not fair? If she gives her number, she's a cheater. If she says, I have a boyfriend, then she's loyal. What's not fair about it?
Well, what if she gives him a fake number?
That's still cheating, because you're entertaining it.
Yeah, of course.
If she gives the guy a fake number, the guy might think she made a mistake and said, ooh, she got a number wrong. She really was into me. She saw my wiener imprint in my pants, and she liked it.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like cheating to me.
If a girl asked me for my number, I would say, I have a girlfriend, I'm loyal, go away.
Because that's my boy, he loyal.
Junior, you would not say that.
Well, that's because we're dogs, you know, we're just trying to get our next bone.
Oh!
Yeah, if a girl asks for our number, we're going to say yes, especially if it's a 10 out of 10 Coke bottle shaped ass, busting out the frames type bitch.
Well, that's why it doesn't seem fair to Penelope, because you're getting a 10 out of 10 guy to ask her.
Well, girls should stay loyal, Cody. So I think I should do this. I'm going to hire a really hot guy to see if she'll give her number away.
Okay, well, who are you going to hire?
Oh, dude!
dude, I know the perfect guy. My homeboy Stanley. Man, he pulls all the hoes. He has 7 on his roster right now.
Is he hot?
Bro, he fucks. Keeps his dick wet. I'm telling you, smooth as butter. Real player made ass nigga. Look, we went to a party one time, and I had this girl. She was 11 out of 10, bro. She was really feeling me. Hot as hell. But then I walked away to get a drink. Next thing you know, she's upstairs with Stanley getting it on. You can't leave him alone with a girl for longer than 30 seconds, bro. Yeah, he picks pockets pussy. Has sleight of hand, bro. Oh, juggernaut. Bro, he has every perk available.
Wait, why have I never heard of this guy?
Cause he likes vagina, Cody, not penis. Look, I'm gonna go and get it real quick.
Junior, aren't you a little worried about Stanley? He seems a little overqualified for this job. He might actually steal your girlfriend.
Well, that's what I want. I want a guy so hot that she would cheat, so I know not to buy her this necklace.
But I don't think it's just gonna be a job for him.
Here's my man, Stanley!
Stanley is dead. Oh, you mean Stanley. Hey, Stanley, we've heard so much about you and your penis.
What's up, guys? Where are the women at?
That's my boy. Man, he stay on the prowl. He can't be stopped.
That's him?
Oh, yes, he is him. Timothy, Mr. Metal Detector Dick looking for the hoes.
So, Stanley, I like your shirt.
Thank you. It stands for equality, which means any girl can get it. I like fat Asians, lardy Latinas, obese white women, and big booty black bitches.
All of the above, my boy.
Well, I have a job for you, Stanley.
And it includes women, so don't be nervous.
Okay, what is it?
So I have this girlfriend, and I want to see if she would cheat on me. So I want you to go up to her and ask for her number. And if she gives you her number, then I know to break up with her.
Okay, can I pap?
I mean, you can do whatever you want. I just want to see if she'll cheat on me.
Oh, I guarantee she'll cheat.
Yeah, my boy guarantees it. It's in the fine print.
Yeah, so where is she?
Okay, so here's the plan. I was going to call her and tell her to come over here and tell her I was hanging out with you. And then I was going to go use the bathroom. And then while you're alone with her on the couch, that's when you ask for her number.
Okay.
All right, so Cody, Joseph, you hide behind the couch.
Okay, I got you, bro.
I'm going to call Penelope. So, Penelope, meet my new friend Stanley.
Sup?
Hi.
Oh, man, my stomach hurts. I got to go use the bathroom. I'm going to leave you two alone. You would never cheat on me, right?
No, Junior.
I'll be right back.
So how's it going?
Good. Just...